Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. Let's talk show in the morning. Anywhere in the country, it's the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. It's a great way to check us out. If you go into a room that's got Alexa, just whisper and go, hey, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio. And it'll do it. It'll turn it right on, which is pretty cool. You also can say, Alexa, play the Monsters of the Morning podcast, and it'll do that as well, because we've got a podcast that goes from 3 days ago, 3 months ago, 3 years ago. You can check it all out there. And remember to go to our website at monsters.fm. Today, we will be live on our YouTube channel all morning long, and we have a special surprise for those of you that are checking us out on YouTube. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone this morning, we are going to do this until 11 o'clock. The producers, Angel Aboum, Angel Rivera.
Good luck.
To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Every time, never stop, baby.
And Savannah's here, the Gator Entertainer.
Hey,
Savannah, the telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally is 407-916-1041. That's how you call the show. We'll take some phone calls in a little bit around 7 o'clock. We'll do the trivia and your chance to win tickets for two to I know this is going to be a big deal. I can tell already by all the people that are asking me for tickets for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Universal Studios has given us 100 tickets to give away, and I got people asking me left and right, and we got
to
give them away.
I need to get tickets, too.
Well, you're part of the show, so yeah.
So I get to get in?
You'll be there for sure. If you can, because I know you work
no,
at Gatorland.
No, I'm coming.
Good. And I had a listener this morning just send me an email and say, hey, Russ, my wife and I are huge fans of the show. Been listening since the Russ Bowe and Dirty Jim days. And they've got their own tickets to go to Universal because they've got season passes. And they want to know if they can hang out with us.
Hell no.
Yes, you can.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes. If you've got tickets,
yeah,
come be a part of the big photo we're going to take. We're all going to ride rides together.
We're going to ride rides together?
Yeah.
Yes, we're doing it all. We're going to do what Universal is. I was just there yesterday. You know what it is?
What?
Movie magic!
Yeah, it's movie magic.
And you will have it amongst the entire parks. I went to both parks yesterday, and I can't wait to hang out and try and do some shows. Because that way, a lot of listeners, maybe can get in at the same time.
Yeah, and then lunch at the Monster Cafe.
Yes, yes. So we let's sit down and maybe we can think out a couple more things.
Yes,
the schedule of events with the blogging and that way we can do stuff because it'll be fun, man. This is huge. I've lived here my whole life pretty much. I've never heard of Universal doing a promotion like this.
Well, they told me they've never done this.
Oh, okay.
They've never done one this big. They've never given away this many tickets for a radio show. So it's kind of a big deal. And yes, anyone who wants to join us, they can. We're going to all eat lunch together. We'll ride rides together. And I'm going to end up in that Irish bar. I know that for a fact. So if you guys want to end up in the Irish bar with me, that's cool. But it's coming up. So the ways you can win today, we added an extra way to win today. You can call at 7 o'clock and do the Triple R segment of 7 trivia. I already got the trivia question set, so we'll do that at 7. Then at 9 o'clock, go to our website at monsters.fm and look and see if you're on the Daily 5. And every day, Blog and Molly puts up 5 new names. And if your name is one of those names, then you just let her know right away and you win those tickets. We had a winner yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And we're going to do something different. So I know Savannah and Carlos love to talk to people on Hard Rock Live. I mean, not Hard Rock Live.
Hell yeah, what's up? I'm on Hard Rock Live.
Hey, I love to talk to people at Hard Rock Live.
I love rock and roll memorabilia.
No, the Monsters Live. The Monsters Live on YouTube. During the break, you guys will talk to people there. So we're going to pick somebody who watches us on YouTube today.
Okay.
During one of the breaks, we're going to pick one person who will get tickets to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show.
Whoa.
So that's three of them we can give out today.
So if you go, I'm going there right now to monsters.fm. You click that big YouTube button, and then you go into the chat room. You become BFFs with a bunch of people in there. There are already a bunch of Monster fans in there.
Yeah.
You can win the tickets. And now, have we figured out how we're going to give away the tickets?
I was going to allow you and Savannah to, since you guys talk to them all the time, you guys can figure it out.
You know, he doesn't trust you. That's why he had me.
No, and you guys do it together, so I'm letting you do it together.
Okay, check this out.
All right, what?
I'm really, really into what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But I cannot stop watching this slideshow.
I knew you would. I knew
it
you would be distracting
me.
Why is it distracting you?
It is an amazing slideshow you put together behind us on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's cool. We're so high tech now.
But I can't stop watching it.
I like looking at me.
Well, you know what I did yesterday, Savannah? I went through it. I wanted to make sure I had photos of everybody.
Yeah.
And it's easy to find photos of you, and it's easy to find photos of Carlos, and of course I got a billion of myself. Finding photos of Angel.
He's a Dracula, man. You can't take pictures of him.
It's like looking for pictures of unicorns. It's hard to find pictures of Angel. You're a very mysterious man, Angel.
It's true. He's too quick for pictures.
I did find some. I had some. I've got some where you're waving at me behind the DJ booth. I got a couple of you with the... there's you right there. See, that's behind the booth at Universal.
I've taken a lot of pictures of Angel.
Yeah.
Well, just on our small promo shoots that we did.
Well, send me some. I need more of Angel.
I can send
here.
You. And what I've realized is that about a third of his pictures are him doing the international sign of V to his face.
What's that mean?
I think it's his nervous tick with pictures,
like, yeah.
And he puts the rock sign straight to the international sign.
Yeah.
Carlos, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Whoa,
yeah.
That doesn't even look like you.
I know. Savannah, do I need to turn that off? So
whoa! Speaking of, doesn't look like you.
That's me.
Stop.
Is that going to distract you the entire?
Yeah, it really is. I can't stop watching it.
Here, go to the. Let's just do this. Well, we're almost there. Well, let's just do this segment, and because there's a bunch of pictures here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're on YouTube, so they can see how Savannah reacts to pictures.
Well, yeah, they can watch it if they want to. Go to monsters.fm or go to our YouTube channel. It's playing behind Carlos. You showed me how to do this yesterday, to do the slideshow thing, and it has different monster logos and the photos from that was like us and Hulk Hogan.
You know
and,
how to do a slideshow now on Facebook.
Hey man, I don't even know how to delete a picture.
And that's
yeah, I can copy it too.
And that's them.
Hey, so screen grab.
So today you'll be at Gatorland a little bit later on,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will.
Did you see the story? Oh, God, this is a crazy story. If I just show you this guy's face, now try not to read what's underneath. If I just show you this guy's face, what do you think he's in the news for?
Oh, my God.
What do you think this guy's in the news for?
I can't help. He looks so crazy. It's scary.
The headline is worse than the photo, just so you know.
All right, let's hear it.
So write it yourself. You guys just, now I know the listeners, you can't see what it is, and I don't know if you can see it on YouTube right now, but this is like the craziest looking guy you ever saw in your life with big old eyes, and there's a bunch of alligators behind him. So what do you think the headline says, Carlos?
Bug-eyed man shoots elderly home.
Okay, Chloe, what do you think, Savannah?
Man arrested for feeding alligators.
Okay, no, it's worse than that. And then, Angel, what do you think?
Isn't that the guy that was boning alligators?
Florida man arrested for tranquilizing and raping alligators in the Everglades.
What story is that?
They found this guy. He would tranquilize them. I can barely say that word. And he was having sex with them. Now, Savannah, since you're in,
you know how hard that would be to do.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I'm asking you because I can't imagine like where, what, how, what, huh?
Well,
they caught him doing this too.
South Florida.
Okay, I'm gonna try to answer. I'm gonna try to answer this professionally.
He was in the Everglades.
In order to enter, to enter the cloaca of an alligator, it would have to be on its back.
So you got
to
flip him over,
and that would cause what's called tonic immobility, which means they kind of go to sleep. You've heard that, right? When they're laying on their back, they go to sleep.
Right, but he's already tranquilized them.
And first you have to have light chat, you know?
Is he like date raping the gators?
I don't understand
basically, look at this. Look at this cat, man. Okay, and all the time I've been doing radio, all the time I've been reading stories from that is the craziest guy I've ever seen.
It's that guy and then the dude that was eating the people's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
remember
what he looked like.
He looked like a loon.
He looked alone, yeah.
Is this a South Florida story?
Yeah, Everglades. In the Everglades.
You know what I want to know? How did he have the wherewithal to walk into a store and purchase tranquilizers?
Because he knew he wanted to have sex with an alligator.
He's like, man, I just got to keep it together for this moment in time, and I will get that alligator ass.
So question, a guy like that, does he go to jail, or do they they send him to a loony bin?
He needs to go somewhere for some help.
There are more loony bins, man.
Bins are our regular jails now.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
You want to get real about this?
But I think he gets locked up first because it's against the law in Florida to molest the wildlife.
Why do you think he told police he did it?
That ass?
Yeah. He says he was possessed by Steve Irwin.
Oh my God.
He was possessed by the crocodile hunter.
That man needs to go away for a long time to besmirch the name of Steve Irwin.
Is it fair to send him to jail, though? I mean, he needs to be in a mental health facility. I mean, he's crazy.
We don't have those, man.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, we need one.
Yeah, we need a lot of them.
For that dude.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, Florida man arrested for tranquilizing and raping alligators in the Everglades. Not even, I'm thinking, like, at a park, at least, you know, if he was sneaking into, like, Gatorland and doing it when they're in an enclosure.
That's so gross to even think about.
I know, but it's even more gross to think he's down in the Everglades in the wild doing it.
The only reason to say that, though, is that we had that incident here in Central Florida where the dude tried to get in at SeaWorld.
Right?
Oh, yeah. And that's where the term blowhole, wink,
yep.
wink.
A very famous case. They found him dead.
And that's what he was doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You didn't hear about that, Savannah?
I don't know about the sex part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of horny people in the world.
Yeah, a lot of horny people.
Does it say how he got caught? I mean, because that's a tough one to try to explain away in the throes of passion with a gator and what, Florida wildlife officer walks up on you?
Yeah, how did he get caught?
A 57-year-old man named Sean Colmus was
Sean
found
Collins?
By Florida authorities in the act of engaging in sexual intercourse.
He was caught in the act!
Yeah, with alligator Sunday
how
afternoon.
How does that happen?
They tased Sean. and they tased the guy and then arrested him. And they said that he was high on crystal meth.
Yeah, man. They say when you're on crystal meth,
it'll make you do horny for gators.
Yeah, horny for gators. Roseanne says that sleeping pill makes you racist.
Yeah,
and meth makes you horny for gators.
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude.
You learn something new every day. All right, listen. Coming up in a little bit, you're gonna have an opportunity to win those tickets for two to a Universal Studios. Well, I see crazy stories like that, and I think you'll like it.
And here's the thing, what? There are alligators in Texas. Why couldn't it have been in Texas?
Man, this is a really hard story
to
believe.
Why does it have to be in Florida?
Hey, listen. Everybody, I do not make sure these are real stories.
Where is this story from?
It's Huzle, Huzzlers.com, whatever that is.
Dude.
I don't know.
That sounds...
Russ, why do you do this?
They send me these stories and I read them to you. I don't know if
Huzzlers.
They're real.
It's I just like
a,
it.
Just you a... understand, Russ, that we live in a world
yes.
Where the fans of this radio show,
yeah.
this radio program,
yeah.
have the same access that we have to the thing called the internet.
But there's all kinds of crazy people. There's a guy who's trying to make sure toddlers have guns. There's all kinds of crazy people all over.
That is true.
Sasha Baron Cohen Joe.
Oh.
That was a joke, too.
Damn it. All right. I have something exciting to tell you when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. It's a beautiful Friday. Your opportunity to win tickets to Universal Studios Florida for the big Monster Fan Appreciation Show on August the 4th. Got three chances today. Now, there will be chances next week, so don't worry if you don't win today. But one way to win is watch us on our YouTube channel. We're live all day on YouTube, which is pretty cool. We are up to 9,000 subscribers this week. That's a lot of subscribers. When you do go on, if you could subscribe, we'd appreciate that. That would be very, very nice.
And look, to a lot of people who don't know what YouTube, kind of the whole industry and how it works, you hear 9,000, you're like, oh, well, Justin Bieber has 6 billion.
Well, yeah.
and you like you hear views, and it's really hard to understand how hard it is to acquire views and subscribers.
Views are different than subscribers. Like we have I think it's over 2 million views whatever.
Oh no, it's insane. Basically people don't know the analytics of like what is really things that are working on a YouTube channel, and we're doing it, and it's because of the awesome people that are in this chat room, like Larry and Bill and Daniel and William and Steve and Rita and Vinny. They're all in there every single show that we go live.
And we'll pick one of them today. I'll let you guys do it. Savannah all and right. Carlos can pick one of those guys to win.
In
to
the chat room is what you're saying.
You got to go to the chat room during the breaks. Like I was talking to people during the breaks. I was answering people on the texting service at 77031. I know some people can't look at their phone right now to watch us on YouTube. They're at work or whatever. So trying to keep in touch with people in different ways. So I saw something really cool this morning I was excited about. And this will just
my ball! A shooting
not my boss.
No. They're awesome.
A shooting star.
No. I saw that on the boat, Victory Casino Cruise, with the captain. I swear to God, Ryan Holmes was there. My wife and I were there.
A shooting star?
We're in a pitch black side of the deck. I don't even know the terms of a boat. And we're standing there with the badass captain, my wife. And he goes, so every now and then you can see a shooting star. Like boo.
Like
and
clockwork.
Clockwork, and it was gorgeous. We're all like, oh! And I wished for this moment
here. Did you wish upon the star?
I did wish upon a shooting star, but what did you see that was cool, Russ?
It's cool when you actually see a shooting star.
It was pretty damn cool. And
you look around, you're like, did anybody else see that? Because you think you're the only one that saw it.
Yeah, no, this was as clear as day, and it was super long. And then he explained all the stuff in the sky. It was pretty cool.
All the stuff in the sky? What do you mean?
There you go. I'm really obviously not that knowledgeable about it.
He explained all the stuff in the sky.
Well, I did something there that I don't know if you guys do.
What's that?
But like when I don't understand something and I don't really care to understand, I'll just shake my head and agree until they stop talking. And so he started pointing at the sky and he started explaining it all. And he's like, and he was really cool. He's like, this is the tip of the scorpion. And after about the first sentence, I was like,
the tip of the scorpion?
Yeah, he was showing where the scorpion was in the sky. Yeah,
that's Pisces. Yeah,
and I was like, And then after he kept talking, I was like, man, I don't know. And then somebody was like, hey, there's an app to show it. And I was like, cool. And
yeah, there is an app where you can.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So this morning, I get up every morning and I have my same routine, right? Doing the same stuff. Now, this morning, routine a little different because directly after the show, I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, because I promised a couple listeners. I promise these listeners, if you send me an invitation, then we'll come to your wedding. Uh-huh. Not thinking they'd really send me the invitation, and I might have had 4 shots of Patron after I said it. But whatever. I promised them. They sent me the invitation. I'm going today to Birmingham, Alabama.
And good for you for keeping your obligation doing that. That's pretty badass.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did think of a couple excuses, but my wife was like, we promised we're going. And I'm like, okay, fine, we're going. That's good. But anyway, so I did a couple things different this morning because I'm all packed up, ready to go on the trip right afterwards. But I still have kind of the same routine, and that's to watch the same TV shows. So I turn on the NBC this morning, where I always watch, and they start doing a story about Comic-Con, which is in San Diego. Now, you've heard us talk about it a little bit. Jeff Kaufman, who comes in here every Wednesday for the Nerdy News.
He's out there, right?
He is out there, and he's got a huge booth, okay? And this is the very...
Sounds like a personal thing.
Well, it's a bit... I mean, it's, you know, because he has that... the comic book company is Big City Comics.
He showed you his booth?
And so they're showing what's going on at Comic-Con. One of the things was they've got the premiere of Aquaman, you know, the new movie. Yeah. They got little parts of that that people are freaking out. The Walking Dead is going to be there today, and they're taking over half of the Comic-Con, which I guess is a really big deal.
Right.
It's the Walking Dead and the... What's the other show? That's
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Of the Walking Dead. So those are taking over.
I was going to go, but I got this Greatest Showman sleepover.
Right.
And I can't.
Priorities, dude. Priorities.
Yeah, you know. Sorry, I can't make it.
So as they're talking about the story, they're saying the big comic book companies are here, and they show DC, boom, and they show Marvel, boom, and they said, and there are smaller comic book companies that have premieres, and they show a row, okay? So it wasn't just a picture of my thing, but they showed a whole row of a bunch of different things that were being premiered, and right at the top is the comic book character I created, Jolly Jane.
Nice.
It was on national TV, this comic book character I created is being premiered at San Diego Comic Con, and I was like, man, that is freaking cool.
That is cool, dude. You should be very happy about that.
There's the big banner. I don't know if you guys can see it on the YouTube or whatever, but that's the big banner that was, and it was on national TV this morning, and I talked to Jeff Kaufman yesterday, and because the guy that is drawing it, okay, is a big name in the comic book world, okay, his name is Ken Hunt, and he's drawn for Batman, he's drawn for Harlequin.
That's giving you a little bit of extra heat.
People are going to look at it because it's him.
Yeah. Nice.
Trust me, guys, I know nobody knows who I am. It's not, you know, but... I'm the writer. I'm the one that created the character, and this guy drawing it was a huge deal for people that are in the comic book world.
Yeah.
And it's making people go and ask questions about it. Now the comic book's not ready yet. We just for the first time we were able to show the image at the biggest comic book convention in the world.
That's awesome, man.
And yeah, it is really, really cool. You know, and if it, I'm gonna say if it stops there, then at least I had a comic book character that was premiered at the Comic Con.
Exactly.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And so I started going through my email, and you know, we all have people that like us. And we all have people that, you know, don't like us.
No,
that's
not true for me.
Oh, really?
No, 100% of people that listen to the show
all love you.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, and I have the emails to prove it.
Well, I had one guy, I think there's two guys or whatever, that were like, oh, yeah, your comic book's going to fail like the Monster Damn. Wrestling failed.
And man, that's a spiteful, hateful type of person. That's a dude that eats some old spam out of a jar.
But you got to not think about stuff like that. Like,
no, I don't think about it. I'll tell you, here's my perspective on that, though. Okay, so the Monster Wrestling thing did not work out. I will say this. I gave it my all. I did everything I could to try to make that work. We had a show that I was proud of. The one that we did, we had the guys fighting on the bar. That one guy did.
It was a hell of a show.
It was an incredible show. The only problem was nobody showed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those 30 people were pumped.
I mean, those 30 people got a great show, but like Angel did a great job. And you, everyone.
And I'll be honest, Ted DiBiase basically stole our money. Okay.
Yeah, Ted DiBiase being there did not mean anything.
$1 million, man?
No one came to see him. Here was the problem, okay? And if you... I have a point to this whole story, but, you know, I did everything I thought I could do to make that work, and one of them was, listen, let's premiere it the week that WrestleMania is in town. All these wrestling fans will be in town. It's wrestling in downtown Orlando. Man, it's you know, it's got to work. Well, what I didn't think about was there's a bunch of other wrestling shows that were going at the same time, too, so it was saturated at that time.
Got it.
That first show, we did not have the crowd that we were hoping for, and it failed. And I have a failure on my list. But you know what? If you stop at one failure, then you're never going to achieve anything.
Fail forward. That's what Will Smith said.
Yep.
Everybody's going to fail. Everybody's going to fail. But when you fail, fail forward. And now you know going into the next thing how to handle it differently.
Yeah. And look, I have some ideas that I haven't talked to our YouTube guy about it yet. But I have some ideas that I might be able to way to bring
Russ's
it back.
House wrestling?
Where I don't have to worry about drawing a big crowd. Maybe do it on the YouTube channel.
Garage wrestling?
Maybe.
There we go.
I like it. You know, a little backyard wrestling
style. A little different. Put on YouTube.
Kendo stick style.
But here, about, you know, the guy saying, well, you know, your comic book's going to fail like your wrestling thing failed. Here's the thing, man. I'm having fun doing it. If I put everything into it and I'm proud of what I did, whether people buy it or don't buy it or whatever, I can't worry about that. If it doesn't sell very well or whatever, I won't consider it a failure. I did something super cool for me that I am enjoying watching. I got to see it on national TV at Comic Con. So I'm, you know, if it doesn't sell, it won't be a failure to me.
But here's the thing, and that's an awesome perspective to take. Another thing to add to that would be this. What is that person doing?
Well, yeah. Because
that person, all they're doing is in the cheap seats throwing pennies. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's literally what they are doing.
Yeah.
They're sitting in their home in a dark, cold room, no light coming in, sitting in their dirty, stained underwear, punching away at a keyboard, thinking that they're doing something to you. Meanwhile, you're out here living life.
Right.
And they're stuck in a real dank, dark, stinky room.
Talking smack.
Exactly. That's the difference. Go out, live your life.
I have that one thrown at me a lot, though. Oh, your wrestling thing failed. You know what? I will tell you, I did everything I could think of to make it work. We had great matches that night. I mean, you guys did an incredible job. Even Dirty Jim was there, and he was really good on the mic. Yeah. And, like, it was a great show.
I wouldn't even remember it failed if you didn't bring it back up.
Well, yeah. I only bring it back up because people throw it at me, you know, a lot. And normally you don't bring up failures, but I don't mind doing that because I've seen that there are a lot of people that are successful have a ton of failures.
Oh, yeah. Today.
They fail the most, actually.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
Today on the way here, I was thinking, I told even Carlos how grateful I am for so many things. Like 2.5 years ago, I was stuck in California. I was hurt. I couldn't be around you guys. And like every time I'm coming in here, I'm so grateful for it, you know? And I had a lot of failures.
Yeah.
But
you're doing exactly what you want to be doing.
Exactly.
But you know what? I would say you don't fail at a bunch of stuff. Usually when you put your mind to something, you're pretty successful. I wouldn't look at you and say you've got a ton of failures.
Well, I wouldn't look at you and say you got a ton of failures. You only got that one wrestling one.
Here's the thing.
I got a lot of divorces.
Here's the other thing.
I forgot about that too.
Stop bringing it up.
I should stop bringing it up.
Honestly, you shouldn't feel that bad right now. I forgot about that whole side.
Here's the other part of this, right? And this is courtesy of the Texas. You can text us at 77031.
Yeah.
That dude That dude that sends that email is also the first dude that buys the comic.
And
it's going to be like, oh, I would have done this differently. Yeah. Oh, this guy sucks. Draws for DC?
In my world, she has green eyes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's that dude, you know?
They're
that person, and they're just walking around miserable.
And what's the other message? You said there's two messages that people are writing to you?
No, it was just basically that one.
It's going to
fail like your wrestling thing failed. And, you know, I hate that wrestling thing failed. I really was into it. I think we did everything we could to make it work. It's just, it was a bad call on the weekend, or the week that we did it, and then the sponsor didn't want to do it again because it didn't draw very well. And, you know, I can't blame
him. Maybe he didn't think he was being that mean. Maybe he thought at first, I'm going to tell him, I hope it fails like his marriage is. And then he was like, nah, I don't want to hate.
That's too mean.
And then he was like, nah, I don't want to hate on Russ like that. I'll just say like the little wrestling
thing.
Yeah,
that'll be hurtful. I don't want to be hurtful.
I'll go soft on him.
Man, wrestling, that thing sucks. Marriages, that's tough.
Two more PBR,
and
I'll change it up.
Well, it was cool. When I saw it this morning, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Jolly Jane. That's the character, you know? And it was it's kind of neat to see that on national TV. So this weekend is the San Diego Comic-Con, and today they've got, I guess, The Walking Dead is taking over.
Yeah.
They got stuff, I guess some more DC stuff is being announced this week. Oh, they're talking about the whole thing with not Jared Leto, but the other Joker, Joaquin Phoenix.
Hey, did you see the trailer for Titan, the DC?
That's the one that's getting a lot of heat overnight. It looks good.
It's the one with Robin. It's like, I love Teen Titans. Yeah, Teen Titans. I love Teen Titans Go because my daughter and I watch it, and my buddy Kari plays Cyborg, and it is the funniest show. Anyway, so it got me interested in watching it. You got to see this trailer. There's a great part in it. Well, I'm not going to spoil it. It's a trailer, people!
Yeah.
A trailer! Robin does some stuff. He looks pretty cool. And then he looks at the camera. He's like, F Batman. because I guess in this stage, he's kind of...
Yeah, he's got to live in his shadow all the time. Yeah, yeah. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Morning, on Live Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and we're live on our YouTube channel. Someone on the YouTube channel is going to win tickets for two to our big Monster Fan Appreciation Day, which is going to be at Universal Studios Orlando, and then your opportunity to win on the air with us with the trivia question coming up at 7 o'clock, so just about 15 minutes or so, you'll be able to win those. And then at 9 o'clock, you can go to the website at monsters.fm and check out the website. And on the website, if you see your name, one of the Daily Five, then you could win tickets for two to that.
Yeah, that's a two-parter on the Daily Five. If you see your name on there, then you got to be the first one to get the response in because you're in competition with the other four.
So at 9 o'clock, you need to do it. I'm having so many people ask me, and people that I know really well, and we can't just give them, you know, because Universal.
Hell, people know better than that. They know Russ and I, like, hey, look, I know I ain't talked to Russ since, 2005.
Right.
But I'm going to hit him up.
I know.
And you're like, oh, nobody hits me up. Nobody hits me up.
I know. I've had people hit me up because I'll try to.
They know, you know. I mean, obviously, there's some people that deserve to be there. And,
yes.
And, but this is for the listeners. And if you don't listen, you ain't going to get the tickets.
Yeah, I know.
Plain and simple.
Okay, this is something that's making national news. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Now, Savannah, I know this has happened to you before. And I've been with you one time.
Are we bringing it up again?
No. Well, no, this is, but,
I was just kidding.
I'm just saying, I was with you when it happened one time, but if this has ever happened, while you were alone, if you've ever done anything, but this is making like national news. It happened. Is it Melbourne where this happened?
Oh, yeah.
Like Melbourne, Australia?
No, Florida. It's here in Florida, I believe.
Are you sure it's a Florida story?
I'm almost positive it's a Florida story.
Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't think it was local.
Someone told me it was Palm Bay. I could be wrong. I get my news from
Georgia. Waitress takes down a man who appears
Georgia.
It's actually Savannah, Georgia, dude.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's okay. Maybe
hell
that's why.
Yeah.
So Savannah, have you seen this? This is a guy.
I did. I saw it last night, actually.
It's Savannah, Georgia, and this guy walks by this waitress, and I'll, for the YouTube people, so they can see.
Yeah.
And there's the. he walks by, he grabs her ass, and she's a small thing, and she grabs him and throws his ass down on the ground.
I mean, hard.
And she's not a very big thing. I mean, she's a little thing, but she must have had that that superhero strength, you know, that you get when you're really mad.
Where your adrenaline's pumping.
Now, here's the Florida tie-in, and of course it would have to be, right?
Florida man.
So it's Ryan.
Oh, he's from Florida. Ryan Karwinski,
31 years of Palm Bay, Florida.
That's what I had.
Come on, Ryan.
Can we just get a good news story once a year?
About Florida?
Like, can we just have somebody from Florida do something amazing once a year?
Why can't we have our loons? If you're going to do it, just stay home. Don't go all the way out of state and do it.
Like, I feel like in other states, if there's a news story, they scan the crowd and they go, anybody here from Florida? And then if someone raised their hand, they'll be like, you're the expert on this. Go ahead and tell us what you think.
But why? I don't understand why.
If you see Ryan's mugshot, you understand why.
But why does someone decide they want to just grab some girl's ass? Like, what's the thrill? I don't know. I don't get it. Now, Savannah, I know I was with you one time when someone grabbed you. And
I'm quick to punch somebody, too, if they grab me.
We beat them down pretty good.
Yeah.
But has anyone ever grabbed you while you were alone? And you've had to
do it. Same thing. I have the same reaction.
And you beat him down,
whether I'm alone or whether I'm with a mob of people.
Right.
If you grab me in the wrong spot, I will definitely swing on you. And fast, too.
And you are a tall girl. I'm not going to say bigger. That sounds bad. But you're a taller girl. I would think guys would be more afraid to grab you. You know, because you look like you could punch somebody if you had to.
Yeah, I do. And it doesn't happen to me probably as frequently as it would happen to somebody that looked a little more mild-mannered.
Yeah.
But it doesn't negate the fact that when people get wasted, they'll do anything and think it's funny.
Okay, now this is the waitress that is,
it looks to be, yeah.
Is this
confirmed?
Amelia from Savannah, Georgia.
What's up, y'all? It's me. I'm the badass bitch that took down that son of a bitch.
You are, really? So I saw the video. He's walking by. As he walked by, he grabs your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And keeps grabbing. And you decide to grab him and throw him onto the ground.
Damn right. Well, first off, long-time listener, first-time caller, shout-out Savannah.
What's up, girl?
You are one of my role models, girl. I'm getting into the gator business. I'm just doing some serving on the side right now. And you know what? You empowered me, plus the hashtag MeToo2 movement.
MeToo2?
MeToo2. That's what we do in Georgia because we just do a little extra, you know?
MeToo2.
Yeah, MeToo2. And so, Savannah, I've been listening to you. My daddy, he's been listening to you since you were Macon, Georgia. You remember going out to one of them kicks for guns out there, girl?
Okay, anyway, enough about Savannah. Tell me about...
I love you.
She's my role model.
All right. Well, is that why you grabbed the guy and threw him to the ground? You know, Savannah's done that before as well.
Absolutely. I remember, Russ, you talking about a Jumbo Frimps tour where Savannah took a dude to the ground for grabbing her in her butt. It always inspired me that if that moment ever came to me while I was working, I'm going to pull a Savannah.
Well, actually, to be really accurate, she punched somebody for booing her song one time. She jumped off stage and punched a guy in the face. But
I was gonna punch him, but then I lose that sweet-ass gig at the biker bar.
That's right. And you look good, girl. Let me tell you, you look like you've been working out.
Girl,
I can't wait.
You know I have. I got me Tybo system.
I can't wait to meet you.
So I'm a huge fan, and I ain't going to take no crap. So, yeah, man, I threw him down. It was awesome.
Now, if there were no tape, though, if there were no video of it, and your employer saw that you threw some guy to the ground, and if he denied it, if he said, I didn't touch her, like what kind of trouble would you be in?
I don't know. Maybe some lawsuit, he say, she say, something like that, you know? And I ain't losing this gig. But I figured, you know, I could work at my uncle's house because he's a contractor. So if you want to get into my job business, that's fine. But I thought this interview was about ass kicking and Savannah.
Well, and you, girlfriend. Hey. I love you. Hey, listen, if you do lose that gig because of all this nonsense that's going on in the news,
nonsense.
I might be able to get you a gig at Myrtle Beach.
Oh, what, the big time?
Yeah, big time.
Now, I saw on the news, Amelia, they interviewed you, and you said something to the effect of you didn't just grab him and throw him to the ground for you. You did it for all women who have been touched like that. Were you really thinking that deep when you reacted?
I didn't think I was going to cry in this interview, but damn it, Rollins, you're good. It's true. That throw down on that sweaty biker bar floor was not just a small throw down for me. It was a small, gigantic throw down for women of America.
Really?
And look, I took 2 judo classes at a karate place down by the Publix over there in Macon.
Uh-huh.
And so I learned some movement. And I think I'd have to credit that. And to Savannah.
Girl, what up, sister?
Don't take no crap.
So, I love you.
I'm on YouTube right now, girl. I love your new look.
I know. I see you on YouTube. And let me say, you look amazing.
Girl, I'm working it. You know, I'm just trying to get it going.
Are you surprised about all the attention this is getting? Because I saw it in all the national news feeds this morning. It was on NBC. It was on Fox. It was on CBS. Are you surprised that this little thing is getting that much attention?
I got a call from Dr. Phil. I got a call from what I think was Barbara Walters, but I think that was my cousin playing. And I got a call from USA Today's. I'm waiting for the right interview.
USA Today's, that's a new one.
Hey, now, I hear that you are on Facebook right now, and you just accepted Angel as a friend.
Well, I didn't know what a tall glass of delicious Florida water y'all had down there, but I'm willing to accept and not deny a man like that, because I love Angel Boom, and he stops fights too. So
he stops fights too. Yeah, yeah, he does. He's got a reputation for stopping fights. Right?
Amelia,
y'all fight a lot.
Amelia, would you consider doing a television show about self-defense for women and stuff like that?
Girl, I would do anything as long as you're right by my side, because I think together we'd be a kick-ass crime-fighting duo attacking on the streets and kicking asses.
I like that idea. That's
hell
great.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations for sticking up for yourself, Amelia. That's a good job.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have done it without my girl, Savannah. You keep taking the
word
that you're the baddest, most hardest workingest bitch.
I can't wait to meet you.
Hey, is this the first time a guy has grabbed your ass, or has it happened before?
First and last, baby.
First and last, yeah.
They know me. Google me. That's what I'm going to say when I bring them their order before they think they're going to get all busy hands on Amelia.
What are you going to say?
Google. I say Google me, bitches.
Okay. That'll get you a good tip, I'm sure. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Amelia.
Bye.
I love you.
There's a girly grabbing.
She should be my best friend.
She kicked ass though, man. She did, and she's a small thing, like 120 pounds or something.
Right.
And she threw this dude to the ground.
Yep. That was amazing.
He's got to be embarrassed. Now, was he arrested, Angel? Did it say if they?
Yeah, he's sitting in jail.
Oh wow.
He's sitting in jail. The local law enforcement came in, saw the video. And they took him down. Now, what is not clear as of right now at this moment, if he's been released.
If there was no video, is that a different story?
It comes down to he said, she said. But here's the thing. So you're calling local PD. I'm sure they're going to believe one of their locals as opposed to some jerk from Palm Bay, Florida.
Right.
Ryan.
Right.
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 Nice job there, brah.
It make us look bad.
I know. Here's the other part. Like, I know there's people that are listening to this show that are friends with Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They know him.
They know this guy.
This is his move.
And wait till you see his mugshot if you get a chance. He's hammered.
Is he hammered?
Oh, dude.
See, isn't it? And in this situation, like, it's amazing how grown up Florida has become, because there was a time where someone could have done that, and the police would come and be like, you know, that's just Billy. You know how he does.
Yeah.
I talk to him. His old lady's mad as hell. Like, and then it would be over. But now we live in a time where it made national news, and she actually did something about it. I think people forget to appreciate how much the world has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We still wanted to do better, but we really changed. And Florida, that's a Florida change. Like, we got people down here having sex with alligators. Good for that girl.
Check this out.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, yes, Angel.
So, good job there, Ryan Trewinski, 31 years old, of Palm Bay, Florida.
Ooh.
He was later arrested in front of his wife and 2 kids.
Oh.
He was there
with his kids.
His wife and 2 kids. Hammered at a
he clearly he does one of these things where he turns his hand like backwards and grabs her ass.
You can tell that's his move. You know, he's like, here we go.
I will tell you the one thing. Two things on this story, right?
Yeah,
I'm definitely next time I'm go to Savannah, Georgia. I'm going to go to Vinnie Van Gogh's.
Is that what it's called?
Yep, and
Vinnie Van Gogh's.
And I'm gonna say hello to Emma.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man.
That's a good
but,
call.
You know, I was just talking about this. Like, things are getting better. I know it does sound crazy to think that, like, oh, you know, things are the best they've ever been. But, like, in the history of time, this is the greatest time in human, you know, human history. Because with our advances in technology and information, and even this story, this is a prime example. We've gone from literally a man being like, well, she wanted it. And the, like, our society being like, well, you know, women do that. Or to now, we're taking action in the moment.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, where that would have been just a going to her manager. And maybe the manager goes, hey, you know, and, you know, she gets pissed and leaves and she loses her job.
Yeah.
So it's we're getting more actionable with stuff like this. And when you see the people that are screaming at a dude wearing a Puerto Rican shirt to get back to Puerto Rico, you know, we're right. calling it when it happens. And I think that's a really good thing.
Hey, when we come back, it's your chance to play a little trivia and win tickets for two to our incredible fan appreciation show. It's going to be at Universal Studios Orlando. We're allowed to invite 100 people. You could be next. Get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
You're listening to Real Radio. Available everywhere you want to listen. Yeah, even there. On our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. From Real Radio.
The Triple R segment of 7 is brought to you by MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. It's Mike the Home Builder. This guy, if you have a blue tarp still on your roof, he can fix that. He can repair your roof. He can give you an entire new roof. He's a fourth-generation contractor that can do anything and everything. Great guy. It's Mike the Home Builder. Go to his website. It's thehomebuildersnetwork.com, thehomebuildersnetwork.com. Mike Home Builder can help you. He can help you with your insurance claim, anything to do with your roof. Get rid of that blue tarp on your roof and have your roof all set up right with Mike the Home Builder. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. General contracting, really for anything you need done to your house, but it specializes in roofs. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Thank you, Mike. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes here with us. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning today.
Good morning.
Let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Sento Family Moving and Storage, a family-owned and operated company. They're offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's C-E-N-T-O-moving.com. You hit the start quote button. Felipe and the crew are ready to take that call and make that move for you. Whether you're moving your business, whether you're moving your home, they can do either of those jobs. That's CentoMoving.com.
They do a great job.
Up first, we have a pair of tickets to Classic Albums Live. This is Fleetwood Mac Rumors at Hard Rock Live on August the 3rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
That's a Friday night then, because August 4th is a Sunday.
Yes, sir.
So it'll be a Friday night, okay?
We have a four-pack of tickets to see David Matthews Tribute Band at the House of Blues, and that's going down Friday, August the 3rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
All right.
We got a four-pack of tickets to Kennedy Space Center. Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex is the only destination in the universe where you can touch a moon rock, stand nose-to-nose with a real space shuttle Atlantis, meet a NASA astronaut, and glimpse the future of space exploration. Explore more at KennedySpaceCenter.com.
All right.
And we'll wrap it up with this. A pair of tickets to join us, the Monsters, at Monsters Fan Appreciation Day at Universe Orlando. And that's going down Saturday, August the 4th. Prizes include two-park, two-day park-to-park Universal Orlando tickets, valid admission for Universal Studios and Universal Islands of Adventure theme parks, general parking pass, and a $25 Universal Orlando gift card.
Yes. Now, it's going to be, people are already clamoring for these tickets. I get it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is a Saturday morning. Normally, we do Monster Fan Fan Appreciation Show in the morning on the regular show. But we're not doing that this time. This time, it's going to be Saturday morning. We'll be playing music here on Real Radio 104.1.
Yeah,
so we'll be live doing that, picking songs we like.
Are you pumped about it?
I am very pumped about that.
You got some songs you got ready to go?
I got it. Here's the thing.
How much case do you
Angel
have?
Doesn't like for us to give requests, but we're allowed to pick songs we like, right?
Yeah, this is your... Yeah, it's our thing. This is your... You're not...
It's not his set.
Yeah. Right,
okay.
Yeah,
you're this not, isn't what the hell
I'm
going to
be doing my thing later on in the hour.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be doing your thing in one part of the hour.
I can do my thing.
And you...
That's what you're good at doing, dude.
Phrasing, but
I can do my thing. Well, anyway, it's going to be great. We're going to have everyone come and meet with us right in front of the radio station at like 10, do a big photo with everybody,
oh, yeah.
Then go and ride rides, meet for lunch at the Monsters Cafe, which I think will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then everybody can go do what they want, and I'm going to end up at the Irish Bar, I can tell you right now. So I'll take a bunch of listeners with me to the Irish Bar, the ones that want to drink. It's going to be a big day. If you already have tickets to go to Universal, you can come
be a part of it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but they've given us 100 tickets to give away, which is unprecedented. They never do that, but they're doing it for the Monsters, which is super, super cool. So you can win those tickets now or at 9 o'clock if you go on themonsters.fm and you look for the Daily Five. If your name is one of the Daily Five, you could win. And then we're going to give some out extra special today on our YouTube channel. During the break, Savannah and Carlos are going to pick somebody who wins from our YouTube channel. So you might want to get on there.
It's really easy to get on. You go to monsters.fm. There's a big old YouTube sign. You click on it. While you're watching the video, you can literally chat with us live. There's a bunch of Monster fans in there.
And there's some crazy stuff going on in the breaks today.
Oh, yeah. Sexting. 69.
Those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you so much, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Okay, just start at the top, you think? Is that where you want me to go?
Never stop, baby. Never stop.
Yeah, actually, we can because the callers this week have been great.
Okay, all right. Chase from Winter Garden, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Chase?
Great. How are you doing?
I am great. Good luck to you. If you win, take whatever prize you want. If you don't win, you can have one of the Monsters help you. It could be Ryan Holmes, who actually does trivia all
but
the time.
But he's never
been picked.
Never been selected for this.
That's so weird.
It could be Angel. It could be Carlos or Savannah.
I
who
pick Ryan.
No. I don't want Ryan to get picked. I love
hey,
this
don't
story.
Don't you dare pick me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
I mean, he let you have resort to
I will
to him.
Lose it on
all right.
purpose.
All right,
yes.
Chase, you ready?
Ready.
All right, buddy, here we go. I talked about it a little bit earlier. I'm driving to Birmingham, Alabama today. Never been there before. Going there today. Birmingham, Alabama was founded in 1871. It had big growth from 1881 to 1920, and it earned two different nicknames. One was the Pittsburgh of the South, and the other was the Blank City. What do you think it was? Birmingham, Alabama. What was it originally called? It had a nickname. The Pittsburgh of the South, and then the Blank City.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Take a guess.
What about just the Steel City?
The Steel City is incorrect. Who do you want to help you? You've got Ryan Holmes, you've got Angel, you've got Carlos, or Savannah.
Carlos has never let me down, so I gotta go with my man Carlos.
Dude, I never will let you down.
Aww.
Okay? I love right. you, bro.
Don't start this with getting a hint. This is the first one.
Look, don't start it too early. Look, why the hell am I being persecuted?
He might not need a hint.
Thank you, Russ. I'm
so he don't
that
know
was a
about
hit.
Carlos Navarro.
Yes, Russ Robinson.
Here's the thing. He might not need a hint because Russ is holding the paper up and Carlos is going to read right through it.
He can't read my writing.
Because he's done that in the past. He's done that.
And I have been known to cheat.
Okay. Birmingham, Alabama was founded in 1871. No need to know that. I know
what it is.
Its growth, though, from 1881 to the 1920s earned it two different nicknames. One, the Pittsburgh of the South. I picked that because I know Angel was Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blank City. And I was surprised when I saw this.
Yeah, why?
And that's enough.
Hey,
I had a hint coming, but you're right.
And that's enough because it's not fair.
Okay, sorry.
What the hell are y'all? I haven't even said a damn word. Y'all leave me alone.
But we won't get to say a word if you take all of it.
Right.
You're
we're
right.
not talking
well,
to you.
Nobody's picking you, Ryan. Nobody.
The Blank City.
They might pick me. You don't know that.
Billy. Yeah. Billy is this man's name? What?
No, this is Chase.
Chase. How long have you been listening, Chase?
Ever since I moved down here about 4 years ago.
Oh, dude, thanks, man. That's a big supporter of the show.
It is, I know. Yeah,
could you make it to that Universal show that we're doing?
Get ready for it, you guys. Russ is getting antsy, so he's going to give a hint.
Could you make it there?
That's the new tactic. He stalls out and stalls out until Russ gets frustrated. He's like, the answer's it!
Take a guess.
And what is it? The blank city?
The blank city. It's the Pittsburgh of the South and then the blank city. I had two nicknames.
Is it Tiggle Bitty?
The Tiggle Bitty City. No, it's not. I'm sorry.
I wanted to be that.
That's my new strip club.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to be that city. Now.
Can we make
that
happen?
Josh from Sorrento, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Josh?
You better pick me. I know
I'm
it.
I'm doing awesome, Monsters. Good morning.
Yeah, I like this guy.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Birmingham, Alabama.
Because he hated it the first time.
Was founded in 1871.
I didn't like him at all. I didn't like him.
It had big growth from 1881 to 1920. It earned it two nicknames. One was the Pittsburgh of the South. And the other was the blank city. What do you think it was?
Well, you know, it's a good thing I spent some time there because I do know this, and it's called the Magic City.
Yeah. You're correct, the Magic City. That's right. Congratulations. Hey, so you spent some time there, Josh?
Yes,
When you say time, what kind of time do you mean?
About 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
I was thinking jail time.
I'm going there today, and I don't know what to... I'm going because I promised these listeners that I would go to their wedding, so we're driving up to do it, but we have a lot of time to see Birmingham. What should I do in Birmingham, Alabama?
Go to a magic show.
Leave.
Bar hopping.
I thought he said whore hopping. I was like, damn, this dude is gangster.
Yeah! That's like a good time.
I was like, yeah, you go whore hopping, and then you go to that magic city.
So it's not a dry city or anything like that?
No, it's a blast. You'll have a blast there, man.
Okay, good. Now, what prize did you want to take with you?
I'm going to take those Universal tickets.
Hey. Josh, I'll give you guys a heads up. Josh is an example of a guy who's been calling in since we started this promotion.
Oh, really?
He's been dedicated. He's been calling in almost every day this week to get in on this. So that shows you that you can win. You just got to play the game.
And I love the fact that he knew the answer to the question. So congratulations.
Yeah, that way you didn't have to do the song and dance with any one of us. Only Carlos.
Well, I was going to say it's really what Orlando should be called, you know, the Magic City.
Hell yeah, I would love that.
Only if the man.
Let's get in that eighth spot in the East first.
All right. Now or when we come back?
When we come back, he's calling.
When we come back, D.L. Hughley will be on the line with us.
Awesome.
He's
going
to be at the
awesome.
Improv. So we'll talk to D.L. Hughley when we return. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Radio. All right, we'll talk to D.L. Hughley in a little bit. He's he did the red eye, so a little tired. He's going to be on with us, though. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Today, you can go vote for the best villain actor, okay? Whatever the actor you think plays the best villain. And when you do that, you're eligible to win a $100 gift card for Fandango. So that's pretty cool. It's on our website at monsters.fm. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes, all here today. And, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and... I wanted to make sure I stepped it up a little bit because some of you guys have really cool things going on. Like, okay, this is going to be for the Monster Back to School skate party, right? We're doing that skate party.
Yeah!
And we normally don't do things that are family friendly where, you know, you bring your kids, come to something.
We never do this.
I can't think of a time that we did.
Other than the chili cook-off, which is not really our promotion.
Yeah.
We never have families out. And look, man, I get it. If you're listening, you don't have a kid. You're like, whatever, man, Monsters party. That's all well and good. We still do that. But when you have a freaking kid, you're looking for things to do. That's like the number one thing you're doing. Like, we need to take up this time. Now we're going to go crazy. So, and that's why. Tell them about it, Russ.
It's the Monster Back to School Skate Party hosted by Carlos B.
Yo, what's up, y'all? My name is Carlos B. And I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
That's going to be August the 10th is when we're doing it. It's a Friday night. Now, everybody, you know, I remember, you know, I was like, everybody's got something cool to do.
Yeah, man.
And I changed mine from a couple's skate to a pinball tournament and found out there's no pinball machine.
Right.
No.
So I have.
Yeah. Like, you get to rewrite what you're going to your participation in this as we go.
Yes, I do. And I got something great now.
Okay.
Here's what's going on. Now, listen. Angel's got the coolest gig of all. He's the DJ. He gets to be up in the DJ booth,
play
the
music.
Everybody wants to be the DJ.
Yeah. My very first DJ gig was DJing a roller skate rink in Kissimmee.
Oh, no way.
Oh, that's so great.
So
So, Angel Boom bringing it back, homeschool.
Yeah,
Jazzy,
man,
was my mentor back in the day.
Oh,
now,
damn.
So, you got a cool thing to do. And then Carlos, he's going to do the racing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's super cool.
Yeah,
because
I want to see the best of the best that got the skates on. Because tonight's your night to shine in front of the ladies and the lights right here at Astro Skate. Yeah. August 10th.
And then Savannah. Savannah's going to do the snake skate.
That's going to be so fun. I need to find a really good quality whistle.
Yeah.
You need one too, Carlos.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So we can whistle at each other.
And
you
I'm
know, the kind that hang on your neck. And I got a great outfit for this.
I was about to say, you
got
to have a
yeah,
great outfit.
I'm
yeah,
I'm so excited.
So, you know, everybody has something cool.
That's a very cool idea.
And then I'm like, okay, well, a couple skate. And then I figured out what I'm going to do. So,
yeah,
so we talked to some people yesterday.
All right.
I have I can't tell you where it's from, but I have a $500 prize.
Wow.
That I'm going to give to the best couple skating. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let them skate, right?
All
and right. I'm going to skate around because I can skate forward. And if I tap you on the shoulder, you got to get off the. You got to get off the. You know,
oh, yes.
And then I'm going to skate around. If I tap you, you got to get off the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Until we get down to two people, and someone's going to win an incredible prize. I'll be able to tell you exactly what it is. But I've got a huge prize
nice,
for the couple
I
skate.
I love it. So I love it.
I can do that without killing my wife. You know, like I can skate forward.
I also kind of see you just skating and literally barreling people over.
Right.
You're out. Boom.
Yes.
You're out. Boom.
So the couple skate with us. And then Ryan Holmes and his cotton candy bonanza.
Yeah, cotton candy
cut
bonanza.
The music, cut the music. Cut the music. Cut the music. Cut the music.
Okay. Listen, you guys don't understand. It's a family event. Kids go nuts for cotton candy. I'm going to be the most popular person at this event.
Okay, please explain more. What are you going to do I'm with you, man. The cotton candy extravaganza.
I'm going to have best cotton candy beard that you can make yourself.
A beard?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of ideas.
That's a little bit creepy.
I'm just going to go there. I got my cotton candy machine.
Right.
You guys had all cool ideas.
Yep.
All the good ones are gone.
We're in a meeting, Savannah. We're in this meeting talking about what we're going to do, and we're coming up with these ideas. Snake skate for you.
Yeah.
And in the corner, I hear Ryan Holm go, I got a cotton candy machine.
You know what? What's awesome is that his voice
sounds very
impersonation
different.
Just of you.
I clearly sound like this all the time. I'm new Dirty Gemma. Hi.
Russ thinks you're like an 80s nerd. Russ he did the classic voice.
Every day
I got a cotton candy machine.
Russ threatens to beat me up every day after the show. No, I'm the Elon Musk of this show, man. I had a good idea, and you guys
tell
just
us.
Want to rag.
Yeah, you say
why
you win.
Why didn't you pick like Limbo or something like that? You could
Limbo
have hosted
the
Limbo.
No, it must be so easy to be you. What's what I want to do? Reptiles. A snake. Skate. Snake skate. Done.
Boom. Done.
I have to come outside of the box.
Yeah.
The new guy trying to come in with like great ideas. Nope, doesn't work. He'll beat up the nerd.
Ryan Holmes,
cotton candy
bonanza.
I love cotton candy, so I look forward to it.
I'm gonna be the most popular person there. I guarantee.
Are you just gonna give out cotton candy?
I'm going there in full APK face paint because I'm representing my school.
APK.
APK.
Oh. Yeah, that's another thing is represent your school.
Is
you
that Popka? Popka.
The Popka High School.
Oh,
yeah. August 10th.
The sworn enemy of the Edgewater Eagles.
That's why you want to be.
Really?
You want to mess with our dirty birds? You don't want to do that.
I didn't know that Edgewater and Apopka were rivals.
Oh, yeah. Edgewater and Winter Park, and of course Angel is Winter Park.
Oh, battle! All but
right.
Angel's been to what we call college, and so he may actually wear his alumni from.
I drove past a college one time.
Yeah, I partied at UCF a couple times in apartments a while.
I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of Point Park College swag around. Let me see what I can find.
The theme of the night is to dress like your whatever school is your favorite school that you went to.
Yes,
and it's all to raise money, or actually just
to
get supplies.
I'm going full on Xanadu. I'm just saying.
To
get ready for
supplies
it.
Supplies for a gift for teaching. So bring supplies
pencils,
with you.
Pencils, paper, book bags, whatever you can do. And
Play-Doh.
We'll hook you up. Yeah, Play-Doh. And, you know the list. If you're a parent, you're bringing your kid out there, look at that list. Say, can I pick up a couple others of these? That's the goal, really, is to get a mountain of supplies to give back. Take some pressure off a lot of parents out there that may not have the dough right now to pick up that stuff.
Yes, Angel.
If we're looking for other roller skating games,
I think Ryan Holmes needs something.
Texas are shooting us up, 77031. Do you guys remember Red Light, Green Light?
Love Red Light, Green Light.
That was going to be my idea, but it was too close to a race, I felt. So,
yeah, that's true. Canceled. No way. Vetoed.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I don't remember Red Light, Green Light on skates.
Oh, it's also a little isn't that when you have to bash? No.
That's
Red Roller.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, that would be horrible. Yeah.
No, red light, green light was... Is,
red light, oh yeah, you stop.
Yeah.
And you got him not move.
Yeah, like it's almost like the one that you do with the chairs. It's a roller skate version of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Red light,
musical
green
chairs.
Because you can't move as soon as you get the red light. You
which
gotta,
is hard to do on skates because you have to come to a stop, but you'll roll.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to, yeah. But I'm excited about it, man.
It's going to be so great.
Any other ideas for Ryan Holmes other than this cotton candy bonanza thing?
How many different cotton candies can you make, Ryan?
I can do several different ones.
Okay, can you do designs?
Can I do like a Miami Vice of cotton candy? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like this red and white swirl?
Yes, yes.
No, we call that unicorn poop.
Yeah, exactly.
Cotton candy.
Maybe a heart, maybe
emojis.
Why don't you work on that?
Are people allowed to bring their speed skates? Somebody wants to know?
Absolutely. Look, don't bring the dirty ass one change of wheels, y'all, because it's going to be a nice night to show off and look good. And maybe you haven't skated in a while. You're a little scared like Ron.
Oh, here's a great one. Cool, a great roller skate. The Hokey Pokey.
Oh, yeah, you could have done that.
Ryan Holmes. Hokey Pokey.
Ryan Holmes, Hokey Pokey.
You can't win Bonanza. The Hokey Pokey, though. You're like, that guy put the best right arm in. Really That's terrible true. Right arm out. You're out.
That's not a competition.
Yeah. Right. People like that.
They do love it. They do give up little balloons. The mascot of Astro
Look,
Skate.
You guys are thinking like adults. I'm thinking like this is a kid event. Kids love
Kids love the
candy.
Hokey Pokey. That's all the dance they
I know. That and what's the chicken song?
The chicken dance?
Yeah. Or Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
How about Simon Says? On skates.
Simon Says on skates is good.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Says. Do you guys remember the dice game?
Yeah, no, man, what's I used that? To play
growing up. That's what we gambled out back this summer on Skateway.
That's what I'm going to be doing behind the DJ booth.
Oh, hell
dice game.
I guess you can stick with cotton candy bonanza, I guess.
Cotton candy bonanza is a great idea. Text in if you think it's a great idea, because I'm right.
Cotton candy.
This is a $2,000 cotton candy machine that you're just getting for free.
Now he's going to drop cash
are
on
you
the deal.
Are you bringing the supplies and everything?
No, I'm just bringing the machine. I'm just going to let it
bring the machine in, plug it in.
I hope
it
makes it.
Hey, kids, you should hear the when this is working, it's working. Great.
You're having a great time. No, I'm bringing several flavors, different colors. I'll be there doing
you
it.
Mean the
I'm a big fan of pink.
I got five or six different flavors.
No way.
Do you want to hear a crazy factoid that you might want to give out at your cotton candy booth?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Raccoons don't eat cotton candy. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the raccoons wash all their food before they eat it, and when you give them cotton candy, it disappears. And it is the most amazing thing to watch. Them grab this cotton candy and think they're going to eat it, right? They can smell it, and they put it in the water to wash it, and then it's gone.
That's the cruelest joke.
Wow. That's not a cruel joke.
I actually want to make a YouTube video of that.
Yeah,
I want to get that on video.
Have you only seen this with your eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
a YouTube video.
I've never seen a video of it.
Oh, you got a video of that.
Because when you're watching it, you get so caught up in it, like, whoa.
Because cotton candy still trips me out, man. I'm eating it, I'm like, it just dissolves.
So maybe he has something here, you know, with the cotton candy banana.
You're right.
You need a pet raccoon to ride around in your cotton candy car.
Yeah, and you feed it, and it keeps tripping out because it keeps losing it.
Nothing like bringing live animals around food.
They'll love it.
Or roller skating rinks.
Hey, by the way, this is going to be at Astro Skate on Goldenrod, and it's going to be August the 10th. So you got some time to get ready and make plans to join us. It's as your kids are going back to school and stuff. It's just going to be a fun night out. It's for adults and kids, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So, we'll find information about tickets and all that. We'll be on the website very, very soon at monsters.fm. But we got some sponsors now involved, and it's going to be really
good, man. It's going to be great.
Can't wait. Number two is Sponsoring Pencils.
Yep.
YouTube has said roller skate dodgeball.
Oh, jeez. That's not dangerous at all.
That's perfectly fine.
And someone wants to know if there'll be alcohol there. No, we're not going to mix. We're not mixing alcohol with skating and kids.
That used to be a big reason why they didn't want to do this promotion, and they were like, well,
Monster fans like to drink.
Yeah, when I first brought it up, that was the first thing they said to me. They said, well, you're not going to be able to drink. I'm like, it's okay. We can make it 2 hours. We can make it 2 hours, folks.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we can go 2 hours without drinking. Now we can rush to a bar afterwards.
Exactly. That's perfectly fine. Like, all right, we're here now. Finally. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to meet a lot of new listeners that haven't been able to make it out, man. It's tough to find a babysitter, especially the summertime. Any parent out there right now, summertime is brutal, man, when it comes to your time and your money, if you got them in camp or if you don't. don't have them in camp, and this will be a nice way to, you know, end it.
And no excuse, yeah, because a lot of people say, well, I couldn't come out because I couldn't get a babysitter,
right.
But you don't have to this time and bring your kids. Oh, by the way, the voting is going on right now. If you go to Monsters.fm for the best actor, villain, you know, villain actors. So it's Alan Rickman taking on Gary Oldman, and Alan Rickman is winning by far. It's Al Pacino against Jack Nicholson,
and
with more votes than anyone in the entire thing right now, Jack Nicholson is in the lead.
Yeah, that's who I thought once we started finally breaking it down. I think that
he's a strong one. Yeah, Robert De Niro is beating Ralph Fiennes. Right now,
is it Ray Fiennes or Ralph?
Rafe.
That is a weird name, man.
Anthony Hopkins is clobbering Christoph Waltz. That's all going right now. You still have time to vote, and when you vote, you're eligible to win a $100 certificate to Fandango. So you can vote now, and then we'll be to the finals very, very soon. So you can check that out at monsters.fm. And then, are you doing a trivia tonight, Ryan?
No, tonight, on Fridays, usually what I reserve for a comedy show, but I was bumped off a show this weekend.
Why were you bumped?
Well, I got a message earlier in the month, and it was like, hey, come do this show, blah, 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 and then I guess somebody had originally backed out, but then he unbacked out, but no one told me until, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I got a free weekend.
That's nice. What is Ryan Holmes doing a free weekend?
Oh, no, we got our VIP party.
Guess what? Our VIP badass and Angel, whenever you want to pull up this music, brother, we just thrown this on you. It's going to be me.
What?
Master of Ceremonies, C.N. Barnum, at the house, my house, with my wife, and we are playing on beautiful Blu-ray that I just bought this 2 weeks ago. And in our house is going to be The Greatest Showman.
Oh, that movie.
And we are having The Greatest Showman sleepover. Savannah?
I'm there.
Are you there?
I'm there. I'm there 100%. I already got my rollers I can put in my hair.
Okay, we're wearing pajamas.
I got my pajamas ready.
You got a video of some of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so great.
It's a bunch of YouTubers there, Russ. Trust me, cameras will be out. Because this call of life.
You love that so much.
I still don't know the words. To die. I'm a dumb boo. Taking over you.
Who's all coming over?
This is the greatest show.
Me and my wife and daughter. Savannah, whoever she wants to bring over. Ryan Holmes, his lovely girl. And Angel Rivera. Oh, and his hot new girl.
Wait a minute. Everybody's going?
Everybody's going.
Dude, Angel, are you excited, bro?
I am thoroughly excited.
Hell yeah.
Angel, you're going too?
Yep.
Yeah, man, he loves The Greatest Showman,
Ryan Holmes, you're going too?
I'm definitely going.
Yeah, man.
Is Dirty Jim coming?
Dirty, you know, his invitation is still in the mail. It's going to get there. The stamp was not on there. And Rush, you said you hated The Greatest Showman.
I never said it.
Yeah, you've been trying to talk down the movie since we've been
talking about it. I didn't
say I hated it.
I'm more ripped than you, Jackman. Jack Efron's not as cute as me.
It's okay. It's not that great.
I dance better than them. I never said any of that. I said it wasn't. Things. It's not the greatest movie in the world.
It's the greatest show.
It's okay.
You hear this song right now?
Listen to Pump It Up, Angel.
What we've been going through, taking over you. This is the greatest.
Savannah, have you seen it yet at all?
I haven't, and I was going to watch it by myself, but then I talked to Megan for a long time, and we decided to have this party, and then I was like, okay, I'm definitely not going to watch it now. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to enjoy it with all this energy and all these great feelings. It's going to be so fantastic.
It's going to be awesome, and everybody's cool is going to be there. And Russ, if you just, I mean, do you hate it? Why do you hate it?
I don't hate it. It's just not as good as you're making it. It was okay.
What's the deal? What movie?
Why are you jealous
like
of The
Greatest
Showman?
Like it's a positive movie. It's uplifting.
What's
the deal?
It
makes you feel good. You smile. There's song. There's dance.
There's always a reason.
There's handsome men on screen. What's the problem with it?
You're a showman yourself. You should like this.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Is that what it is?
Is it because your tux doesn't fit?
What is that? Damn. That's not going to do with anything.
Yeah, because he had a tux on and he did.
No.
I was thinking you in tight tuxes.
I wear tight tuxes a lot. She's got a good point.
They used to call me Russ Tight Tux Rollins.
All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Even the sharpest words want to cut me down. I'm going to send a blood, going to drown a mind. This is brave. This is bruised. This is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Reveal more about yourself than anyone really wants to know.
I was born without nipples.
Call now.
toll free 888-978-1041.
Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, you're listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You can check us out if you have Alexa anywhere in the country. You can say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio, and it'll do it for you. So try it. You'll like it. Also, we're live on our YouTube channel all morning long, and somebody watching on our YouTube channel is going to win tickets to Universal Studios for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is going to be on August the 4th. And at Universal Studios, we're going to kind of hang out all day long, take a big photo together at the beginning of the day, go eat lunch together, ride the rides. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Universal Studios, for doing this for the Monster fans. We sure do appreciate
it. So excited about this day.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It's going to be so much fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Now, of course, I'm here, Russ Rollins. You got Angel, Carlos, and Savannah all here today. Let's see, is he on the line? Hold on a second. I'm waiting for Angel to tell me that we got our guest on the line. But maybe not right now. Okay, hey, so let me ask a question. They did a poll with people, and they asked them, what was something that instantly puts you in a good mood? So if asked that question to 20,000 people, what do you think would come in the number one answer? Like something that happens that instantly puts you in a good mood?
A song.
A song. See, I would have said that. It's not in the top 10.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. A dog. Petting a dog.
Ah, very good. You got one. Petting a dog is number 5 on the list.
A chocolate.
48%.
Chocolate.
It says 48%. Of course, and that can't be right because these are all. If you add all these up, those aren't the right percentages. I don't know why it says 48%.
Maybe they gave multiple answers.
It's on Hustler.
No, this was on the New York Post.
I'm just kidding.
I did this one. But petting a dog, no.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood. I come home and like, I'm like, I don't want to pet this dog. And then I pet the dog. I'm like, oh, I'm so much better now. This is a great day.
Dogs are just there to love you, right?
Yep.
That's pretty much all they do.
No, they do some other stuff, but pretty much conditioned to love us, yeah.
When I get home, man, they're right on me, and they're like, they want me to pet them. And,
like, man, you're back, man. That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't think you were coming back, and you're back.
Have you ever come home, though, and your dog is just, like, not feeling it that day? Like, that's a weird thing. Like, my dog is a little bit moody sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll come home, and she's just like, hey. And I'm like, what is this?
You know what happens? For whatever reason, when I get home, the dogs go crazy. They're going, and then when my wife get home, they're just kind of, hey, what's going on? And it makes her so mad because they are her dogs, you know? Like, they were her dogs, but for whatever reason, they...
Because you let them be wild.
Yeah, man.
Give them more treats?
I give them more treats.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I give them treats all the time.
Girlfriend gives my dog treats all the time, and just, like, her car pulls up, and the dog will go nuts. And sometimes I get them. Because I'm like, you can't have too many treats. You're a little overweight right now.
And I know how Russ thinks. He's like, well, I know. I'd like a little treat.
Right.
So I'm going to give him a couple extra.
You know what treat I got them that is the best treat in the world?
Is it hydroxy gummies?
No.
You better not be giving hydroxy gummies and boner pills to your dog.
You got more. I got those here, yeah.
You got even more today, dude.
Well, these are hydroxy, and these are make you go poo-poo.
Oh, my God. Do not. Oh, my God. I was
what
about
are
to,
you doing?
I sometimes just reach in the bag and grab a hydroxy.
Watch what you grab.
I'm so glad I didn't grab.
How do you know which is which?
Russ is amped up and constipated. No way to go through life.
No, I'm not constipated. But
how do you know which ones are the ones that do that?
It's a mystery.
It don't matter.
You're playing duty roulette.
I can't believe you gave
it's
me
a party
one of those.
Either way,
you gave me one of those the other day. I did not eat it, and thank goodness I did not.
No, I didn't mix those the other day. This is the first day I did it was today.
Now he's adding.
That's a hydroxy cut.
You have doo-doo gummy. Though
I
do eventually want to try a hydroxy gun just to see how it's going.
Wait a minute, I wanted to tell you guys something. What do you think is the best thing you can get your dog?
A treat?
No, a deer antler. Oh my God! These deer antlers, they're kind of expensive at the pet store, but I'll splurge on the dogs. Man, they carry those things around 24/7. It's the best thing I ever got the dogs.
So. Yeah, my dog Allen Bear loves a good bone, so I'll check it out.
All right, Savannah, what is it? Something if they asked you the question, something that instantly makes you happy? What would you say?
Seeing an alligator. Like, I honestly was just driving to South Florida from a gator park to another place with alligators and saw one on the side of the road and almost, like, pee my pants.
See
I
an
was
alligator.
Like, oh, my God, there's an alligator right there!
Well,
Surprisingly, not on this list. Most Americans don't feel that way. Yeah. Carlos, what
instantly makes you happy?
Yeah.
What something that happens?
The number one answer is a small thing that happens to a lot of us, and I guess it does. It makes
when
you happy.
When you find $5 in your pocket.
That's the number one answer.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say picking a good booger.
Yeah. No,
oh, that feels good, too.
It says finding some money in the pocket you didn't know was there.
Yeah.
58% say that.
You know
that,
why? Does two things. Because I've looked into this before because it's made me way too happy. That number one, it does, you know, you're finding money, right? You're finding money. And second, it validates that you're not crazy because you thought you lost that money.
Oh.
At one point in time, you kind of owed up like, yes, I lost it. You know, and then you're like, oh, man. And then when you find it, you're like, I knew I wasn't crazy. It was just in these pockets, you know. And I found the other day, I found like $20 in the pocket. I was like happy as hell.
Yeah, it says instantly, most people said they would instantly put them in
it's a little washed.
I never know that I lose the money. Like, when that happens, that's found money. That means I can just spend that on whatever I want. That's manna from heaven, even though I worked for it.
Angel, what about you? What instantly puts you in a good mood?
Being naked with a loved one.
Oh, no. Nice.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. That's good. Not in the top 10. But it should be. Yeah, it should be. Number two was being able to sleep in with no alarm.
Oh, that is the best. Oh, you know what should be on there? Canceling plans. There's nothing better than just canceling a plan.
Canceling plans?
Yeah, like, you know, you have something, you're like all day, you're like, oh, I got to do this thing. It might even be something you want to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then something like, let's say you're going to do a set at a comedy club, then out of nowhere, it just gets canceled.
You have no idea how good I felt when that happened, though.
Like, really?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, now I don't have to, like, prep and do all this stuff. Oh, yeah, so good when plans get canceled.
It's not it wasn't your fault.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, like, I think they would find that to be, a negative thing.
No, you're right. I had a meeting planned yesterday. It got canceled. I'm like, oh, I got time to do what I want.
So the truth of the matter is that Russ would love to cancel his trip to Birmingham, but he doesn't want to let down those people.
You know what? I am actually oddly looking forward to this trip because it's making these people so happy because they've texted me a bunch of times.
You're a facilitator.
I love to bequeath happiness.
No, I know that probably sounds very.
I will nicely roll into your city with my chariot and
Justin throwing happiness all the way from Orlando to Birmingham.
And Justin and Lacey.
Have some cheer as well.
They're very happy, and you know, look, it's a road trip. I'm gonna make it fun no matter
what. Road trips are awesome.
Yeah. So I'm weirdly,
you can sing, you can listen to books, you can hold hands.
I'm weirdly looking forward to it.
You know, gators.
I don't know what to expect in Birmingham, but you know, another thing that makes people happy is lying in bed and listening to the rain.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
That makes me go to sleep.
That makes me sleepy.
That's a good one.
Yeah, sleepy.
Then it says number four is someone being nice out of the blue, just a small little nice gesture out of the blue.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
And then
I hate that.
Number six is doing something nice for somebody else.
That should be like number one, man.
It should be, but it's not.
I think smiling immediately makes you feel good.
Yeah. But you know, like most guys that smile at you are thinking, oh, she likes me.
right.
Like, you know,
no, I smile at everyone.
That's true. You know.
I'm a smiley.
Taking a long, hot shower came on the list.
Yeah, after, that's a good one.
After a while, like if you haven't taken a nice hot shower.
In a really good mood?
After getting out of a shower, You know what actually puts you in a good mood? Getting a haircut.
See, I hate getting a haircut.
Are you kidding me? I feel fresh to death when I'm walking out of it.
Because then I gotta have that weird, awkward conversation with a hairdresser, which is almost the exact same conversation every time.
What are you doing going to a hairdresser?
Here's your problem.
What's wrong with you?
I need a stylist. Hair to get dressed.
You need a stylist, and so you don't have one person you go to?
No, I just go to Floyd's.
That's your problem. Yeah. I used to make that mistake as a dude, and then you have that awkward. Find somebody you really enjoy going to. When you walk, they know your hair. They know what you want to do.
They know your name.
Everybody knows your name.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you're getting your hair washed.
Yes. Yes.
Where do you look? Do you close your eyes?
Close your eyes. You demon. If
what
you're
do you do? Are you looking up their nostrils?
Oh my god!
You have to close your eyes.
I don't know what to do because I sit there and I feel like I close my eyes. They're gonna think I'm weird with a rubbing my head.
Yeah.
So I'll look.
Oh,
but then
no.
I can't look at them.
Right.
So I'm just like,
when they do the head massage, it's a little awkward, isn't it?
It is, you know, absolutely. The best thing
to do? Put a hot towel over your eyes, man. That's what mine does. Mine, shout out to Erica. She's one of the best out there.
How is that awkward when they give you the massage? That's what you're there for.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's my favorite thing.
It is mine too.
It's a very personal thing, though.
It is. Right. And it's out in the open.
The whole thing is personal.
It is.
And you're in a room full of people doing a personal thing.
It is. And you know what?
You, who's a swinger, should be used to this.
I am not a swinger. Stop it.
Okay, listen to this.
That's ridiculous talk.
As dirty as I am 24/7, every Wednesday I go and get my hair washed and dried. Every Wednesday, so I don't have to do it myself.
So you don't ever do it. You just that's like my mama used to do. Just every week you just go there.
I go and I go to the salon and they massage my head and they wash my hair and they know my hair because it's been the same people for all these years, right? At Copperhead. So they wash it, they massage it. It feels so good. Yeah. I walk out, I feel beautiful, and I can. It's like when it's like that day starts my week again.
That's
so
part of the
it's
deal.
Like going
man.
To
the,
my mom was. I'm going to the beauty parlor. What did you call it when you were a kid? What'd your mom call it?
We called it the hairport. The hairport. It was at the airport.
Oh, the hairport. Okay. I heard someone else, and their mom called it. I'm going to get doozied.
Doozy.
Going to get doozied up. I'm going to the doozy store.
No, yeah, hair salon. Yeah.
Well, what'd your mom call it?
Yeah, hair salon. Yeah.
The same lady still works at the hairport where I grew up. Her name's Nita English.
There's something special.
Nita English.
Nita. And she'll always say, well, you don't never come home, do you? No, I don't. I haven't seen you for a long time. Nice to see you. Well, that's what your mama said about you. All right, then. Have a great day.
Number 9 on this list is if someone gives you a good long hug, it puts you in a good mood instantly.
Yeah, if you like the person.
It depends on who it is.
Yeah.
If it's someone who's...
I hate an awkward hug. It's one of my least favorite things in the world.
Yeah, and then seeing a friend that you haven't seen in a long time is another one.
That's always good. Nice. Yeah.
All right, remember, your chance to win tickets to our big show, which is going to be on August the 4th at Universal Studios. It's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. That'll be coming up very, very soon. So you want to go to our website at monsters.fm around 9 o'clock and see if you want. And we're going to give tickets away to someone that's watching us on our YouTube channel. We're live on YouTube all day today. If you've never checked out the YouTube channel, go check it out now. It says iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. And subscribe to it. We'd like to get more subscribers. And we'll be giving somebody tickets for two to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. So
get it from your app store. Search for iHeartRadio. From the Real Radio. Real Radio.
The Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You want to check out the show and watch us live, you can do it on our YouTube channel. We're live on YouTube. Just go to monsters.fm, look for the YouTube, what would you call that? The YouTube flip over? The little thing you can click on.
Yeah.
And it goes right to our YouTube channel, and you can do that right now. And we're going to give somebody tickets for two to our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is coming up on August the 4th.
And we're going to pick them right here out of the chat. Just hop on in. Monsters.fm. A bunch of people are in there right now, and we've been eyeing it all day.
Yeah.
Very extensive search of who we're going to pick.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah and Ryan Holmes all here today. And something happened yesterday in the... Was this yesterday? I think it was yesterday, Carlos, or 2 days ago.
What's that?
We were in the elevator. And we're in the elevator, and I don't know who this band was, but we had just done the radio show, and at the end of the show, I was doing all my cleaning up and everything, and then I go into the studio or the green room over here, and there's these guys in there doing like singing music.
They actually, you didn't realize this, but they walked in on the show, and Ryan, remember when there was a guy walked in? I guess one of the band members walked in and was like, ooh, and walked out, and yes, they were here doing a live show.
So they were doing a live show in our performance studio, and it was for another radio station, and so Carlos and I had a meeting here, and then we were leaving, and as we were leaving, there was a girl that was here, and Carlos asked her, said something about, what are you doing? And said, oh, well, there's a band that's going to perform called Kulik, and like, I'm like, figuring I'm the only one that would know this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Kulik, I wonder if they're related to a guy from Kiss or something. I didn't say that. I said, I wonder if they're related to somebody else. And the girl goes, you mean Bruce Kulik from Kiss? And I'm like, whoa!
Yeah.
Like, how would you know who Bruce Kulik from Kiss is? Like, that is very, very... He's the guitar player that played without makeup. It's like you'd have to be like a
Kiss nerd.
A Kiss nerd.
It didn't surprise me because this young lady always does stuff like that. Every time I've talked to her, she's always brought up these kind of interesting... And then when I saw that, I was like, Ah, I see this.
Well, and, well you know, yeah. I said, you know what? If you have Kiss knowledge, you can have a spot on the show. So, so let's bring Karina in because I want to talk.
Oh my goodness!
She knows a lot about social media.
Ooh, I like
and
that
she
music.
She does the Real Radio Weekends here on Real Radio 104.1.
What up, girl?
There's Karina.
Hey,
Karina. I got to tell you, I was so super impressed that I didn't even finish my sentence. I said, I wonder if it's related to somebody, and you were like Bruce Kulick from Kiss.
Yeah. I do my research.
So. How did you know? Were those kids, were they related to Bruce Kulick?
No, they were actually just, you know, random people. But they have a history of working in radio. Jude was a board op before he became.
Oh, really?
Kulick.
Oh, yeah. Really? Kulick. And, yeah. How did you come across the Bruce Kulick thing with Kiss?
Because, like everyone else, I was like, who is this dude? I have no idea who he is.
Right.
And then I just Googled him, and Bruce Kulick came up. So I was like, maybe it's him, but it wasn't.
Wow, and when you dropped that knowledge, I'm like, hey, no,
literally made little on. Kiss eyes go in Russ's.
He had, like, hard eyes engaged.
He did.
Like, emoji.
I was like, oh, man, she knows some kisses.
And here's the thing about Karina. She's all over the place, you know, and I always see her out and about at you know, different cool functions and events, and she won the Christmas party dance off. She didn't even know she was in the Christmas party dance off.
Iconic.
But
you did. You won.
Oh! It was of epic proportions.
Do you remember Formasano?
Yeah. No.
We don't.
Yeah.
Essentially, we became like the human centipede.
Yeah, it was insane. She got a little wild heart, similar to you, Russ.
That's very good, Russ.
Yeah.
And you're here on the weekends at Real Radio, right?
Correct. I'm on Real Music Weekends. I'm on tomorrow and Sunday from 7 to 11.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So, and then Carlos was telling me that you are very in tune with, and you know a lot about social media.
I do. That's what I do all the time.
So that is your thing.
I spend all day, every day.
Oh.
She's always on it. Media. She's always all over the place.
I got alerts. I got the alerts on my phone.
She's crazy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever I see her, she kind of drops something like, you know, what's going on? Tell me what's hot on the streets. Tell me what's going on the streets.
So what's hot today?
We have to talk about it.
Okay, what's that?
When I say the word TanaCon, what do you guys think about?
TanaCon?
Is it like tan people that go and they show off their different shades of tan?
It's not. Mm-hmm.
No? Okay.
It is a failed festival. They tried to do it at the same time as VidCon, and it was a complete disaster.
Oh. Yes. Is this the one that was in the Caribbean? And
No. It's like the American version of the Fire Festival that you're thinking about.
The Fire Festival, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So Tana Mojo, she's a YouTuber.
Okay.
And she pretty much made up her entire convention because she was pissed off at VidCon.
She got snuffed.
Yeah, she was pissed.
Snuffed.
Because they didn't want her as a featured creator.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I know you guys have your own YouTube channel, so maybe, like, get up on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she was like, hey, I'm going to make my own convention. It's going to be on the same day. It's going to be a mile away from VidCon.
Okay.
And it turned into a huge dump.
It was just fake? There was nothing set up? There was nothing?
No,
she had
a venue.
Yeah.
She had free tickets. She had a venue. It held, like, 5,000 people or something.
I think the actual venue only like held like 1,000 or 2,000, but there was 5,000 people that showed up.
No, there was 20,000 people that showed up in the middle of the heat wave in California.
Oh.
So they were standing outside for like 6 hours.
What does she do? What does she do on YouTube?
She's kind of annoying on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a mess.
All right. How does an annoying person on YouTube have so many
it's
subscribers?
It's that day and age, man.
She's famous.
She's famous because she claims to be famous, and then she's like, hey, I'm going to put on a concert, but does none of the infrastructure for it.
Oh, right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. So it was like free tickets, but you could buy VIP tickets for like $70. And it came with a VIP bag.
Yeah.
What was in it?
Stickers and a Tana condom.
Oh, damn.
That's it. That's all that came in there.
Damn.
But, I mean, her audience is like 14, 15-year-old girls.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So anyways,
nice.
That was a huge
now I know
dump pile. So, you know what? Next year, maybe make Monsters Con. Do something like
Dude,
that.
We I like do that people idea. Dress up looking like us. You know, hot people, hot-ass people.
Monster
we
cosplay.
Should do that because I can't support Playlist Live anymore because I got kicked out.
That's
this
true.
Year.
Did you really?
Hear about that?
No,
yeah.
What happened?
No, it just didn't work out.
Drama.
Well, we can hold it at like Gatorland or something.
Yes.
You know, get like some it. Hits.
I like that.
What else you got going
on? All right, so Beyonce. Have you guys heard the news about that?
Maybe Angel. He's a big Beyonce guy.
Good. Well, I know man after my own heart.
At the last concert, I know Michelle Obama showed up, right?
Correct. Yeah. With Tina Knowles.
Yeah.
But Beyonce is apparently pregnant with her fourth child.
No! Enough, Beyonce!
She wants that son.
Now you're just never like, enough. Yeah. Never enough.
One day she's going to ruin that body.
Yeah.
Not yet, though.
But, no. Well, you know, that day isn't today.
Yeah. No.
So she's currently in the middle of her On the Run tour.
Okay.
And
she's like, Cardi B can do it pregnant. Beyonce can do it better pregnant.
Beyonce would do it better pregnant, hands down. So Beyonce's coming back to Orlando, I don't know if you guys know, at the end of August.
Oh, really?
It's her and her husband, right?
Yeah.
Now,
will
that be at the Camping World?
At the Camping World.
Damn. Camping World Stadium, yeah, that's a stadium
show.
Are you
going?
Listen, yeah. Can we get some connections up in this building to, you know.
Maybe, Beyonce fan.
Oh, I have been to many a Beyonce show.
Oh, really?
Ugh.
Does she work it as good as they say she does?
Listen, my holiday party dance.
That was
inspired by the Queen Bee. Come on.
You rocked that, girl.
Listen. Ugh.
You did the whole movement and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
The whole nine. The whole gig. So anyways, so she might be pregnant, but Beyonce hasn't been to Orlando since 2007, since she fell and we did her dirty.
Where'd
by posting
fall?
That on YouTube. She fell in the middle of her show.
Oh, that's right.
She was like wearing her cape. She tripped over her cape and she fell over the stairs.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
I forgot. And that was a big viral video. She tried to stop it.
Yeah, she says, please, no one post this on YouTube. Oh. Long and behold, people posted it
on YouTube. Of course
they do. She literally looked at an audience. It was like, guys, do me a favor.
If you love me,
don't post this.
This.
I know,
that's the biggest way to make something go viral is to ask people not to do
it. Right. So
and she knows
this was back in the TD Waterhouse Center days.
Yeah.
We are in 2018. We are past that.
Hell
so
yeah.
I am thinking if she is pregnant,
yeah,
okay.
Then the question becomes, is the tour still going to go on?
Probably not,
which
right?
Then leads me to, I believe Beyonce hates Orlando.
It's all about that. She got pregnant.
Because another reason why she doesn't come back.
Exactly. Oh, I'm like, because, I mean, I don't know how you plan a tour. That has to be like years. Not even years. Like maybe like... almost a year in advance.
Yeah.
Sure, 9 months but maybe.
She looks like she could be like 5 months pregnant.
Oh, really? Karina, if she does come, though, all you got to do is get that Real Radio t-shirt, Real Radio, make your own little press pass. You say, listen, I'm Karina with Real Radio. I get in, I get to talk to
Beyonce.
Y'all
don't understand. I've seen Karina do this for other concerts.
Excuse. Don't call me out. It's my personal information.
No.
So you're not afraid, for what I understand.
This is in honor of. I am very impressed at the lengths that you've gone to get attention for other shows. I've given you props on that.
Yeah. Just so you know, like I didn't know who you were until I met you in the elevator. Mm-hmm. But your reputation precedes you.
And what
I've been told
as
is
a snake.
No. I heard you're a firecracker. You don't mind talking smack.
Yeah.
Right.
I heard that you will get into anything.
Yeah.
You know a lot about crazy. Social media. You know a lot about music, and you're like a little hurricane, like a little baby hurricane.
A little baby hurricane.
Little baby hurricane.
Name.
Hurricane mm-hmm. Karina.
Hurricane Russ really. Wants to call
he
you
really wants
listen,
to
it was so funny. It was so funny because I don't know if you guys seen it. I mean, Ariana Grande released a new song called God is a Woman.
We all have been listening to it.
It's a bop of the century, let me tell you. But Ariana Grande did some weird adult stuff to a hurricane.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
In the video.
Did a little, you know, swirl action.
She plays like Mother Nature in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I would say,
so you're suggesting we should see it.
Absolutely.
And she's dating that really ugly guy.
How dare you?
The guy is not
particularly attractive.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
He looks like a dude that used to work here, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Who?
Long time ago, back in promo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
Know.
It makes me realize
Russ,
it's funny.
It's with the people that you never interacted with.
Right. In that side.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, ew, I don't go in there.
but
I mean, he's not classically handsome,
right,
let's say.
Russ, we get it. You're a hunk.
Coming from
you're
a classically handsome guy.
Exactly.
He's just another nerd you want to beat up.
Yeah.
I get it, Russ.
Not what I said. But Ariana Grande is beautiful.
She is.
And she's also like 4 feet tall, and he's like 6'5".
I know. It's like...
Yeah.
Is it Beyonce and Ariana? Is she everywhere near?
No. Like, Beyonce is like a league of her own. Ariana Grande is like somewhere.
In the ranks. She's like,
she's
there.
I feel like she's like Mandy Moore.
Totally.
Okay. Like,
you know,
that
like
lore,
sweet
in that
and
world?
Innocent.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she opens up her voice. Doesn't sound like Mandy Moore no more.
But of the Xtina and Britney and Mandy Moore time frame, I feel like she's that one.
Really? I feel like she's more of like a Mariah.
Oh, yeah, I can see that too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Mariah's kind of always on her own. Yeah.
And who's so is Beyonce? Is that the Twitter feed you follow the most? Like, who do you follow on Beehive? Social media the most?
On social media, I would say, yeah, probably Beyonce. I'm always on her stuff. I mean, she never, like, interacts with anyone.
No.
See, but I don't like that. That's why I follow Cardi B, because she interacts with everyone.
I do love Cardi B and her memes. They're hot right now. Have you seen them?
Yeah, yeah.
With if you're Hispanic, you understand.
Yes.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? The meme crowd is an angel.
I'm not Hispanic, but my best friends are Hispanic, so I'm almost in the club.
Jose and Billy.
I'm almost Jose and Carlos. All right, listen.
Little Pablo.
Will you be able to come back sometime next week and give us, like, a little update?
Yeah, that's fine.
You can do that?
For sure. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. That's Karina. And you can listen to her on Real Music Weekends this weekend.
Yep. Starting tomorrow, 7 p.m. and Sunday as well.
Very good. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. All right. You're listening to The Macho of the Morning. Hey, you're listening to The Monster in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Another opportunity to win the tickets for the big show that's going to be at the I say it's a show. Well, we are going to be on the air, right, that Saturday morning, so I guess we are doing like a radio show, but we're playing music.
But we'll have cut-ins, and then, you know, we'll be able to talk for a couple minutes at a time and goof off and tell you where we're at and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it will be live at Universal Studios Orlando. Now, we're also going to be live the day before at Universal Studios. So, Ryan, I'd invite you to come out. Awesome. I saw on Facebook that you saw the studio that we broadcast from, and you were impressed.
Whoa. Yeah, that studio looked amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And I saw that, and I was like, oh, I wish I could be there. So that's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to go.
Yeah, we'll invite you to come back that day for sure. But it's if you look at 9 o'clock on our website at realradio.fm, look for the daily five. If your name is one of the five, then you very well could win. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah and Ryan Holmes, all here today. So 2 days ago was hot dog day,
yes,
that was the reason that you brought in those Cuban hot dogs.
They were so good.
Man, I wish I had
I've had people hit me up for like the recipe for that ever since. Yeah.
And then on that day, because it was a hot dog day, they had a list of like what everybody likes on their hot dog more than anything else. And number one was ketchup for hot dogs.
Oh.
Well, they've done the same survey with Americans, and it's how many Americans? 10,000 Americans about what you want on your hamburger. So, what do you think is the number one thing that people say that they want on their hamburger?
Cheese.
That is the number one thing.
Yeah.
82% said cheese. In second place is lettuce.
Bacon.
Lettuce.
And that's
lettuce. Lettuce is just in the way. Lettuce is like, why? Like, and I hate the shredded lettuce because then when you try to eat it,
it gets everywhere
in your car. I hate shredded lettuce.
I do most of my burger eating in the car. Yeah, like if I get a Big Mac, oh man, it's a mess. There's lettuce everywhere.
I like one crisp piece of lettuce. It can't be soggy because then you can't bite through it when you bite through the burger.
Correct.
You ever get one that's like too wet?
Yes, yeah. That's what I mean. That's a soggy one. Then when you take the bite, it doesn't break, and then you suck the whole lettuce out. It ruins the burger.
So, Savannah, what did you say if you pick one thing to put in
bacon.
Your...
Bacon.
Bacon came in eighth place.
No.
Which I was surprised.
No, disagree.
Yeah, I'm
Are you looking at Hustler again?
No, this is... who did this survey? National Today did this survey. They've got bacon on here. 51% says bacon.
I'm not a bacon burger guy. Like, it's a little overkill.
I feel like I'm being a bit on the greedy side when I do that.
It's a little gluttonous, you know?
It is. I like onion. Like a good,
red
onion that you can bite through. It really adds to the whole experience.
That came in sixth place. That's a good one.
That's a nice one, especially when you look at the classic burger. Like, to me, the classic burger is a one piece of lettuce.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Cheese, American. None of that French crap.
None of that.
You know what? Tomato. Oh, yeah. Tomato's in fourth place here.
A nice piece
says
of tomato. It
69%.
My kind of tomato.
Said tomato, yeah.
I love, and you can put the tomato, you got to put it on afterwards. You can't, you know.
Now, one of my favorite things that I always have to have on a hamburger if I make it at home has been snubbed from this top 10.
Pickle.
The pickle is on here. Pickle is number five on the list. That's 64%. That pickle.
I'm a little picky with my pickles, too. Mm.
You're a pickle picker?
I'm picky with my pickles.
What do you think was snubbed that I always put on my burger?
You probably put something ridiculous on there.
Matter of fact...
is it hot sauce?
It's not hot sauce, no.
Is it french fries? Because I like to put french fries on my hamburger.
I do like
that. Potato chips.
No, those are all both good, but it's not in this top 10.
Jimmy Buffett margarita mix.
Yeah.
No.
Drossy Bears.
On this list is mustard. Mustard's on the list. 55% of the one mustard.
Mustard, I do put it on, but it's not something I immediately think of on my burger.
Then it's got bacon, which we talked about. Avocado, which I think is pretty good.
No. Yeah, I like avocado, but it can't be everywhere.
Now
it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
You're mad about avocado being everywhere.
It's everywhere.
But avocado, it tastes good.
It does. Yeah. Well, it tastes neutral, really.
It's the ranch dressing of fruit.
You guys haven't eaten real good avocados, because avocados do have a particular taste of them. Really good ones, really good ripe ones taste good.
They taste like eggs if you just eat them by themselves, and they're gross.
And a fried egg is number 10 on the list.
That's old school.
Yeah, you do a fried egg, avocado, perfect.
And not on the list, and I always have to put it, is mayonnaise. I love to put mayonnaise on my burger. Oh, man, that's good.
A mayo on a burger is good. But you can't go nuts on something. I mean, when I was younger, I used to go nuts and put extra mayo on a burger.
Savannah will throw things at you if you put too much mayo on something.
Yeah.
He's looking at me weird.
Now, I like just a teeny bit of mayo. Right?
This is new.
I can have just a teeny, and let me tell you how. I can't see it, and I can't smell it, but I'll know that it's there when I taste it. But if I smell it before, I can't even do it. I can't even handle it.
I know that our country has a problem with extra mayo. Because when you get the sub done at any place and you say, just give me a little bit of mayo. No problem. Bacata. They do that first. When they do that splat down to the nozzle, bah! Slow down. Because they go, shoom, shoom. Next thing you know, you're swimming in mayo.
What if you're expecting mayo, but someone gets Dijonnaise?
Oh, man, I remember that.
I
remember that.
That is
clear
one
as
of,
day.
That should be on one of the seven most deadly sins of the world.
Right. We went on a boating trip one time, and I was supposed to get mayo, and instead I got...
The whole time Russ is talking about his sandwich. He's going, I'm going to make me a sandwich with some mayo and some mustard.
And I get Dijonnaise.
Which is what?
And Savannah
it's
season.
A mixture of mayo and Dijon mustard in it, but it, just like PB and jelly mix,
not
it never
made
really...
individually one and the other that are really good matched together. They just blend it all up in this pot.
It made her so mad, she picked up the jar and threw it in the lake.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. You did that on purpose.
Wow. You probably killed a little turtle.
I don't mess with mayonnaise because you go to places and they have like the outdoor seating sometimes and they have the ketchup and the mustard and then they have that bottle of mayonnaise. And if you read that bottle of mayonnaise, it says... Does not need to be refrigerated.
It doesn't. Yeah.
If there's anything that should be refrigerated,
it's the mayonnaise, yes.
Are you kidding me,
made
dude?
Of eggs.
Nothing was better than on a field trip when you would make that sandwich and your mom would make it with a little bit of mayo. The cheese would melt on top of that cold cut, whatever it was.
It gets warm.
It gets warm. By 11 o'clock, you roll back. It's like a baker put it in a hearth oven. And I eat it, I still think of... That delicious warm field trip sandwich.
Let me tell you something. If you want to get crazy, you take some sriracha sauce,
crazy.
And mix it with the mayonnaise. Put it on there. Now that's good.
They actually have sriracha. They sell it now.
I know. Yeah. But make it yourself. You feel like you're a chef. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, number one and number two song in all the land. So we all know what's cool. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Radio. 104.1. Hey, thank you guys for checking out our YouTube channel. Someone on YouTube is going to win tickets for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, and then you got an opportunity to do that in about a half hour on our website at monsters.fm. You go to monsters.fm, you look for the Daily Five, you could be one of the five. Remember, we're doing the skating event is coming up on August the 10th. It's going to be at Astro Skate. And it's the Monsters Back to School Skate Party. All of us are going to be there. We got something cool going on. And it's one of the few things that Real Radio is going to do. And the Monsters, we'll say the Monsters. I don't know what other shows have done. But I know for the Monsters, this is going to be like family friendly. Like everyone can come. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully, we will be able to get a lot of school supplies for a gift for teaching. Which is one of the reason that we're doing this. It's going to be great. Welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with Carlos and Savannah. Ryan Holmes, our guest here today. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for the Angel of Boom to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool. Or really, so I know what's cool.
Ones and twos brought to you by my great friends there, Joel and Nicole. at Slow and Low Barbecue.
Oh, man, they got great ribs.
They got locations in Cocoa Beach and Vieira. They have live music Thursday through Sunday. The perfect place to hang out by the beach is Slow and Low Barbecue, Cocoa Beach. Do me a favor. If you get a chance, go hit them up on Instagram at slow_low_BBQ. We've got a picture of one of their entrees, pictures of the bars and the restaurants, and there's a picture of Joel and Nicole there in front of their Vieira location.
And one of my new favorite top five meals, which is so good, is the burnt ends. When you go in there, order it. I promise you, it's one of the most delicious things you'll ever eat.
Yeah, their ribs are no joke, man. Their ribs are great.
They don't play.
All right, what's to do is we run it down, a couple different music genres, give you what's popular right now at the moment.
All right.
I like using iTunes because it's reflective of new music that's released and how instantly it becomes popular. Mm-hmm. And it's also what people are spending their money on. So, this would be considered the Hot 100 chart, and I'm going to include a new song in there, or I'm going to give you the top three just because it's a new band and these guys are just all over the place.
Okay.
So coming in at number three would be this.
And you're standing on the edge, face up, because you're a natural.
Oh, I like that.
Sounds like a Magic Dragons.
It is the Magic Dragons. they're out with a new track, Natural. Actually, this song made its debut earlier in the week during the ESPYs.
Oh, okay.
And it's a really cool story with that band and how the lead singer really took on the Mormons in Utah and about equality and just those kind of things. It's really fascinating the more I learn about that particular singer.
Yeah, there's an HBO documentary because that was his faith, I believe. I haven't watched it yet, but I wanted to watch it. And their music is tailor-made for sports montages. I mean, one of their songs, you'll see it before or after a game. This song will be played for the rest of the year. With every sport.
All right, so that's Imagine Dragons with Natural.
And kids love Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. And then coming in at number two.
Okay.
Remind me once again just who I am because I need to know.
It's sad.
Does that sound like anyone to you?
Adele.
Right?
Sounds like Adele, yeah.
It's terrifying how much this girl sounds like Adele.
But it's not Adele.
And I mean that in a good way. This is a compliment to her. Her name is, and I'm going to mispronounce her last name, but it's Lauren Diagle.
Okay.
And the track is called You Say from the album Look Up Child.
Okay.
Does she hit those big ass notes?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm just, I thought it was.
Yeah. So that's coming in at number two, and then
if I was Adele, I'd sue her bloody ass.
Coming
I'm
in
talking at, like a British person.
Yeah, coming at number one.
Uh oh.
Drake.
Uh huh. That's what's up.
Yeah, I went to the I went to the iTunes thing this week, and like almost every song in the top 10 was a Drake song.
Not yet, Carlos.
He's bigger than the entire rock industry in itself.
Yeah.
All of his songs, right?
And I don't get it, I'll be honest. He's mumbling.
Sit beside me, because I want you, and I need you.
This is, Russ, the reason this song is popular, tell him, Angel.
Why is this song popular?
The dance. Shiggy.
It was a challenge on Instagram. This guy, Shiggy, who puts out these dance challenges. Yeah. He's a comedian, entertainer.
Yeah.
And he got thrown down to what the story is because of what he did in that video that Drake threw him 250 large.
I believe it because I saw pictures with him and I heard his interview on The Breakfast Club. This guy, Shiggy, it's kind of emblematic of a lot of these people on Instagram. They want to be singers. They want to be rappers. They want, and I say this in the best sense. They don't limit themselves to one thing. He's also a dance instructor, and he literally struck gold and took this song to number one out of the blue. He just did a little challenge.
Because of the dance that he did.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you love me? Are you riding? So you always gonna be right beside me? Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for
Drake.
You, baby.
So that's number one on all types of charts as Drake, In My Feelings from the album Scorpion. We're going to keep it moving. Coming in at number two on the country music charts.
Cause it's still burning. So if you're going to break my heart, just break it.
The Thomas Rhett?
No, sir.
And if you're going to take your shot, then take it. Take it. Made up your mind
Who is it?
Brett Young.
Brett Young, okay.
Brett Young with a track called Mercy.
Yeah, he's in that little young group. That they have a lot of hits.
All right, so that's Brett Young with Mercy. Coming in at number one.
God, I do not like this song. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E. To me, it sounds like if you're going to make fun of country music, this is what you would play.
I feel like gumming a corn knob right now. Like, they're good. We're going to get the last drop of corn off this thing.
Yeah,
Mama, get you the bathtub outside. We're going to wash us our feet.
It's like I can just hear people making fun of this, you know?
It's an Alabama spelling bee.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, this, and even though I like Florida Georgia Line,
I really enjoyed seeing them at Runaway Country. I thought they were great on stage, but this song, I just think it sounds stupid. We don't need to sound stupid.
No, it's this is that, like, old, like, older sounding country where it's just like, for no reason, we're going to sound like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan either.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. Going to the rock charts. Coming in at number two.
Yeah.
See what you guys think of these guys.
Pretty cool.
I like it. Yeah, you don't need to say
your
words, cause
your body talks. The band's called The Struts. This is Body Talks. They've been kicking around for a second. This is their second or third album.
The Body Talks. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of fun. To me, they remind me a little bit of Jet.
Yeah.
Back, you know, a couple years ago.
Because I'm going to be it tonight. You can be cool. You can be shy. That's rock, man. Yeah. I like that.
That is really good.
Yeah, that's The Struts with Body Talk. That's their new single. And then coming in at number one, and this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Have you been listening to us this week?
I think I know who it is.
Greta Van Fleet.
Why is her name so hard to remember?
Greta Van Fleet. It's not
name. I thought it was Greta Van Sandstrand.
No.
Hammy, shammy, bammy, me.
But listen, that kid sounds, he sounds like a cross between Robert Plant and Janis Joplin.
Gus Van Greta.
Oh, this is a guy?
That's a guy. It's a kid. They're kids.
And you should see them. They look exactly like they sound.
They're kids that love
out of Michigan.
Old rock. That's badass. That is so Zeppelin sounding.
Yeah. I mean, from the guitar licks to
the John Bonham
vocal
drumming.
Tone.
Yeah. Are they on tour or anything, Angel?
So they're finishing up what's going to be called their debut album as we speak. They've done shows across the country.
Gotta wonder if
they haven't come to Florida yet.
You know, I wonder if they, you know, there's a possibility they could just sound really good but not be good on stage. But if they've got a stage show and presence on stage and sound like that, they could be a pretty big band, you know?
But is there a market for that? I mean, that's like old 70s rock.
Believe it or not,
Los,
no clue. These kids are young, right? So they're between 19. The band is comprised of 19-year-olds and 24-year-olds. Yeah. And everything that they're doing is grab that
audience.
The audience is coming back to them.
And when you
say it's a young audience that's showing up to their shows.
And when you say, is there an audience for that? I mean, you know, we went to see Guns N' Roses and it sold out Camping World Stadium. I mean, this is just like a young version of, you know what I'm saying?
I like this, and I think it's really impressive, and it's a great song. But my genre of music is rock music, and there's been nothing really new or innovative in rock.
You know, I agree.
In a long time,
Angel played someone that I thought was going to be a really big deal, and it was the girl. She was a lead singer, and she was in the Grinch movie, and then she grew up. What was her name?
Dang it! If you wouldn't have said it,
Mumson.
No, it's
that's her. That's her.
Yeah,
well,
that's her.
What's the name of her band?
And she had an incredible couple songs.
She had. Look, pretty. You know what happened was she had a really great album.
Pretty
and
something.
Set,
wild and pretty.
Pretty gorgeous or
sexy and pretty was Savannah's album.
Oh, that's right.
That's my first.
Oh,
one.
What is it?
Pretty Reckless.
The Pretty Reckless. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I heard them.
It's not as good as Sexy and Pretty.
And what happened with her was that their second album
S the Bed
was too much of a departure from what their first album was.
They didn't stick with. Is this her? good looking, you know, good looking lead singer.
There's a couple of acts that there's, you know, and this is what's difficult nowadays. When you come out with a signature sound, even if it doesn't matter what the genre is, if you your second album or your second series of songs is too much of a departure, or you try to get too artistic, and it seems like that's what she tried to do with the second album.
Yeah.
You kind of lose that audience that you got, you know?
Isn't it funny how people are? I'm looking at the technical service, and someone said, the Zeppelin clone sucks. It's like, what even?
Okay.
What are you talking about, man? They don't suck. Okay, so it sounds like Zeppelin.
But how many people said they rocked, and you didn't read that, and then the troll gets his little yes?
Yeah, I know.
I got him.
He mentioned it. I actually really like them.
right.
I just want rock to be good again.
It's done, dude.
No, it's not. It's coming done. Back. Everything comes back. Rock will be back
Drake
again.
Drake killed Rock.
Oh, screw Drake. Drake song sucks.
Rocky, you sucky. You got nothing, and you're never gonna have it.
We got the number one actor is The Rock, but
that's true. You're right. Yeah.
I wished incorrectly on that star the other night.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. A new song from one of the most iconic electronic bands of all time.
What the hell is that?
This has got to be one man. Wreck his face.
Oh, I know what kind of party this is. The kick-ass white shirt.
New music from The Prodigy.
The Prodigy,
The track's called Need Someone. The Prodigy, that's the new single. The new album is called No Tourists, and that'll be dropping here shortly.
No Tourists?
No Tourists.
If I decide to do a 3-day crystal meth bender, that song is kicking it off. May end it, too.
And then I'm going to share, this is one of my picks of the week.
Okay, by the way, you can hear Angel tonight on Real Radio 104.1 from 10 till midnight. What the hell is Angel listening to? He always lets us hear new stuff that's out that you're not going to hear on the radio anywhere else.
Boner pills.
I don't take boner pills.
Boner pills. Rush needs boner pills.
No, I do not.
Rush takes boner pills.
Boner pills.
Rush takes boner pills. Can he get them in Alabama? He's bringing them with him. All night long, boner pills get me gone. Boner pills, boner pills. Rush needs boner pills.
Boner. Ah, yeah. Goodness gracious.
Hell yeah.
That's one of my favorite guys. That's R.L. Grime. The album's called Nova, and the track's called Pressure.
That's
dirty. I wonder what kind of party that's for.
That's driving music, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Driving. Driving to Birmingham music.
And seductive boning.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. I'm so
glad. Hurt somebody with that.
Oh, no. Real intense. Right in the eyes. Looking right in the eyes. Yeah, you right?
We got the new album from The Internet. The album's called Hive Mind, and this track is called La-Di-Da.
This is after you're done.
Alabama boner pills only work with your cousins.
That's terrifying.
That's horrible. It was from the YouTube channel, people. Thank you, YouTube people. Someone's going to win those tickets.
And that's the ones and twos, brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue.
Hey, so tonight, it's What the Hell's Angel Listening To?
Yes,
for those that don't know, they haven't heard the show, the concept about you know your show is starts at 10, goes to 12, people on their way out to go to the party.
It's a mixture of things, right? So it's a pre-party kind of thing. It's also how, in my mind's eye, I always envision it. If you were hanging out with it, we were hanging out on a Friday night, you were hanging out at my place, this is what we'd be doing. We'd be in front of my turntables, I'd be playing this music, you'd be having a couple drinks, and I'd be, you know, just showing you or having us listen to new music.
Do you ever play any slow jam? Any, Might you do a romantic night?
I have done, like, for example, one of the shows was right before Valentine's Day. And you can find prior shows if you go to the Mixcloud account for What the Hell's Angel Listening To. I would do sets because the night breaks down into like four sets. So I'll, you know, start off with like a rock, and I'll do a rock set. I'll do some hip hop. I'll do all kinds of. What's been fun is it happened this past Friday. Listeners of the morning show, the guy was working and he happened to be, you know, going home late. And he's like, dude, I didn't realize this is how the show gets down. So the show's live. I'm all across the board, a bunch of different music, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's an awesome show, man. We always listen to it on the weekends. Get you going.
I listen to it all the time.
You do it at your house, right?
Yeah, we at the house. Sometimes we do a Megalo show simultaneously just to get a shout-out and hear DJ Angel Boom say our names. It's awesome.
Do people get shout-outs on your show?
I have texting up. I have you go follow the Facebook page, What the Hell's Angel Listening To.
Oh, I thought I had to slip you a fiver or something.
No, if you're trying to get a request, it's $100.
Oh.
Yeah, fiver, I'll grab it, wrap it up, and throw it right back at you.
Any song for $100?
Can I do what?
Okay, if I call in a request, any song I want, $100.
No, but you got to have it in my hand or my PayPal account.
Yeah, or my PayPal account.
Yeah, just don't say, "Hey, I owe you $100." Come on,
I'll give you an IOU. Play Rocket Ride.
I did that. There was a radio station that did like they did a day where you could pay money and you could play any song you wanted. And I played a song of my own, but I paid like $80 for
it. We did that a long time ago too.
Yeah, what was it? What was the song? It was just like some dumb song I made like way back in the day.
Oh, it was just your song that you made. Yeah. Oh, that's
funny.
And I
was like, look, I'm on the radio. Worth every penny.
We did that back when Catherine Brown was the, she was the program director of XL a long time ago. And it was when Savannah's first album came out and we had him play Drive You Crazy. Drive Me Crazy. Or I think we had $100, something like that.
Yeah, that's fun. So $100, I can do that?
Not you.
No. All right.
Cotton Candy Bonanza, the song.
Now, if you've got a remix to that, maybe.
Oh, you need to make a song, Cotton Candy Bonanza.
Cotton Candy.
Hey, so you're going to have the opportunity to win tickets to the Universal Studios show that we're going to do on August the 4th. And that's coming up in like 5 minutes or so. Go to the website, monsters.fm or realradio.fm, and then look for the Daily Five. If your name is one of the five names, you can win those tickets to a Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is coming up on August the 4th. When we come back, it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer. Yay. You're listening to the Monster Morning.
Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to my muffin. Happy birthday.
There are a few exceptions.
What up, Orange County?
Download the iHeartRadio smartphone app and then search for Real Radio 104.1.
Real Radio 104.1. Look at Fancy on the screen. Hey, welcome to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1 on this beautiful Friday. We're live on our YouTube channel. You want to watch it live, it's always fun. And someone live on YouTube is going to win tickets to our Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes here today, Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, and now Savannah from Gatorland is going to light you up.
All right, guys. It is Friday.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here. This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland, right here in Orlando, Florida, one of the best places in the world. I know I have more fun there, and even before I worked there, I knew Gatorland was the best place.
It's your happy place, right?
If you're spending money going to other alligator parks, like, you're really just wasting your money. Come to Gatorland. We're the experts. We do everything wonderful. Check out a new vlog I put up last night. It's a lot about alligator eggs and a little bit about leeches. You guys know what leeches are, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I talk about my pet leech in it. And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't take that camera off yourselves and put it back on me.
I gave him a duty one.
Yeah.
You got Ross duty almost gummy. Gave me a laxative, and I almost ate it, bastard.
I got you.
Well, I don't know why you did that. So I woke up this morning super excited to come here. I'm very, very grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that I can walk. Like, I think we forget and take certain things for granted. I'm grateful that I can see. I'm grateful that I can smile. I'm grateful that I have a car to drive. Like, all the basic things. Food, shelter, and What's the other thing? Food, shelter,
and love.
And something like that. Anyway,
I'm thankful for the sandwich. Thank you, Russ.
You're welcome.
And, thanks, Russ, for the sandwich. So I'm really grateful. I'm feeling really grateful. I'm grateful for grasshoppers. I'm grateful for shooting stars.
Grasshoppers.
My God.
I'm grateful for my TED Talk I'm going to do. Yes. I'm grateful for my 1 million YouTube subscribers, Gatorland Vlogs.
You're in a good mode.
I'm grateful for Ellen. I'm grateful for when I do my appearance on Jimmy Fallon. That's all coming up soon. But I got to stop all this grateful right now and pause for a second because Ryan.
What? Ryan Holmes?
I feel like Ryan Holmes thinks that my life is very simple. He made a comment earlier in the show.
You know, he
said, oh, look at me. I'm Savannah. All I have to do is just wake up and be like, hey, want to go to fancy skate party? Okay, I'll call it snake skate and it's mine. Yeah. Ryan thinks that my life is simple.
You know, I kind of get that feeling from him. He's a little snotty about you.
I will tell you that I like you, Ryan. But
you just wake up, Gator's done.
You have no idea how hard it is for me to be this self-reliant.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You have no idea how hard it is and difficult it is for me to smile unafraid, knowing if I don't get a good picture in the next 27 seconds that this crocodile is going to swing right and rip my arm off.
Ooh.
You see, cotton candy and hot dogs, they don't bite back, Ryan.
Right.
So you might want to back off me a little bit.
Damn.
I don't know. I they haven't been able to take a picture of you here for 2 weeks.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
There ain't no
I'm too quick
animals.
I'm fast.
Pictures. And so, thinking about women today and the woman that knocked the man down because he grabbed her butt and how she was inspired by me to do that makes me feel like I should now let you guys know about this project I've been working on for a very long time.
What's that?
You've been working on this for a bit, and I'm excited to hear because I haven't
heard
any of it.
And you didn't know. I kept it a secret from you guys. You didn't
know.
I only talked to Carlos about it. And it has a lot to do with my strength and my growth and, you know, how I'm kind of like a superwoman and pretty much stronger than everyone.
That's what we all say.
People are saying.
It's a new R&B album.
Really?
Whoa!
That I'm going to tell you guys about today because I just released it.
You haven't done music in a while.
Reptiles and Birds.
It's a new R&B album. Album, and it's actually called Waiting on Myself.
Waiting on Myself.
First single.
And you're
first single is all about how strong I am and how powerful I am and how inspired women. It goes like this. I'm so weak. I feel like I'm a fall down. I can't be strong with your voices all around.
Okay.
I can't take it no more. I'm so weak.
Stop the track.
It's not very empowering for women.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
That's not empowering.
That's not empowering. That's sad.
You don't know about music, do you?
I know how words work.
This is all artistic interpretation, all right, Carlos.
Do you have another track?
Don't be so snotty.
Okay.
And this next song is dedicated to all my fans, all my followers, all my subscribers, the people out there that have carried me through my journey.
You got a lot of people that love you.
All the people that love me.
Uh-huh.
This is the second track off my album, R&B album, called Waiting on Me.
Empowering. Waiting on
and
me.
This song is called Lonely. It's for all my fans out there. I'm so lonely. Ain't got no friends at all. I'm so lonely. I wish them lizards would call. I need to talk. To them. Cause nobody likes me.
Nobody.
I wish somebody loved me, cause I'm so lonely.
That's not
empowering.
This is sad.
Yeah.
This is sad.
Listen. What? You don't know how it is. Like, I'm doing this from my heart, and if you want to doubt me.
I'm not doubting you. I just thought it was coming from, I mean.
It does sound sad.
It's not.
But it's not sad. It's a super happy, joyous song.
But this is when women are supposed to be standing up.
Yeah, and women are standing up. And I am the queen of all of them.
Okay.
So, you know, like, All right, I'll sing you my third track.
Okay.
Okay, so you're okay then. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're
fine.
Because it doesn't sound like it.
I'm good. I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Okay. I'm so happy.
What's the name of the album again?
The album is called Waiting on Me. And the third track off the album is called Please Believe Me, I'm Really Sad and Lonely and Maybe Suicidal.
All right, here we go.
It's dedicated to all the people that love me. And me being an inspiration.
All right, here we go.
Please believe me. I'm about to get sadder. Okay. Lonelier every day. I ain't got a friend in the world.
No friend.
It breaks me down when I'm by myself.
She's all by herself.
Please believe me, no matter what I say. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
That doesn't even rhyme. That doesn't even rhyme.
Damn, girl.
Wow.
This could be a number one album.
I think this album's going to blow up. I've been talking to a guy from Shiggy Show. He's making up a dance to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I'm so sad now.
It's like
going to
be a bunch
me?
Of people dancing, and then the person that is the star is invisible.
Have you thought about counseling? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
You sound very sad, Samantha.
You know, we've been friends a long time. You know how many counselors I've broken, right?
I mean, I know. She makes them crawl under a table.
Yeah. So, anyways, I hope you guys know how much you all mean to me. I'm very grateful for you all. You can pick up my R&B album at Peaches Music right now. Mills here in Orlando. Yeah. Or you can check out the new vlog I just put up at Gatorland Vlogs on your YouTube channel. And I'll see you in the next song.
All right. That's Savannah. You can see her at Gatorland almost all the time. And check out, she's got a great...
So lonely.
She's got a great Instagram that you want to follow.
I have a great Instagram. You can follow at Gatorland_Orlando. And you can follow mine. It's at Savannah Bone. B-O-A-N is how you spell the last name. Voted one of the 25 most popular Instagram accounts to follow in the city of Orlando.
I saw that. Was that in the Orlando Sentinel or the Weekly?
It was in the Weekly.
Yeah,
the Weekly.
All those other ones. You're better than all those other Instagrams. But you should win.
You just did something for the Orlando Sentinel,
right?
I just
did a podcast for the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, very good.
It was amazing.
All right, Savannah. Thank you very much. Hey, when we come back, Moira's going to be with us. We'll talk to Moira. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Full of cold, netted light, playing satellite. A little day while we misbehave, okay.
What about the Monsters Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and we are live on our YouTube channel all day today, and we're going to give a prize to somebody.
Yeah, it's getting close. After to the top, I'm going to start kind of whittling down. Savannah and I will whittle down who will win the pair of tickets for the amazing Monster Fan Listener Appreciation Party that's August 4th at Universal Studios. These are really amazing tickets. And I see who's been in here for a long time. I see who's talking. All you have to do is get in the chat room. Go to monsters.fm. Click the YouTube channel. Boom. And you're in the chat room.
Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes here today. And our special guest every Friday is Ben Moira from the Fellowsville. Hey, Moira. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for letting me come in and talk about Mixed Company. I appreciate it.
I know you're very excited about it.
I am. Today is, you know, the coolest thing about Mixed Company is it's a little different. What did I say last time? From any old radio show where you sit in a studio.
Yeah.
Boring ass. That's right. You know how that is.
Yeah.
So we have guests from 3 until 4 o'clock in the studio, one-on-one intense interview.
Right.
Then at 4 o'clock, boom, we go into the big Mopra studio.
Yep.
And then we have tables and, you know, food and giveaways and all this kind of stuff. And it's a live studio audience still doing a radio show from 4 to 6 in that big studio down the hall.
And it's all about divorce today.
This month, every month, we talk about something juicy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be weight. It could be money. It could be sex, drugs, and rock
and
roll.
It could be lonely.
It could be, but it isn't. It is sort of, but it isn't.
So, like with the subject of divorce.
Divorce like, is one of those heartfelt things that people, in your case, you said, well, gosh, maybe people won't want to share their journey or it's a shameful thing in some families.
Uh-huh.
In the case of this, we're giving people good advice and helping them get to their happy place.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know the journey could be heart-wrenching and your kids are affected and your in-laws are affected and you have all of these memories pulled apart.
Yeah, sure.
Do you think by talking to people, do you think every divorce is different, or do you think every divorce has very similar themes and very similar situations?
That's a good question. I'll ask the lawyers.
Yeah.
You know, is everything the same when you see that person come into your office, the husband or the wife, and they start to tell their story?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can say, oh, it's going to be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you probably put it as a law, as an attorney, family attorney, you put it in that bucket.
Sure.
Oh, it's going to be contentious. Oh, it's going to be an easy peasy. Oh, it's going to be shared parenting. Oh, it's going to be boom. And you sort of have, you know, this instant oatmeal kind of approach to divorce. Now, I was divorced almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had somebody make me a t-shirt. Actually, it was Otto.
Yeah.
And it says, "Don't ruin my happy."
Right.
Oh, that's a great shirt.
Mm. Isn't that? With the, you know, the yellow smiley happy face, right? Yeah.
That it looks like it's been through the apocalypse, to be honest. I've
painted in this shirt. I've done lawn work in this shirt. When I felt really sad, I got drunk in this shirt. There were lots of things. Because I knew that on the other side, I would be happy.
Right.
Sure enough, I'm happy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, that to me, I am holding on to this until my dying day, because this is what we're hoping to do today on Mixed Company. We want you to get to your happy place, get to your happy, and that's right. And we're doing that all today with great guests, really smart people. And I think that people who are struggling will really benefit from the conversation.
Some people are really depressed in a divorce,
a
and some
people
are thrilled happy. I saw two or 3 days ago on Facebook, this girl is in the courtroom. You can see the judge up there, and she's smiling with a selfie, and it said, "Got my divorce today."
And
you saw her?
Yeah, we're friends with the same person.
Same person. And her mom's by her, and she's so thrilled to be getting divorced. And I'm thinking, man,
where's the husband? Was he the ex-husband? Is he in the courtroom too?
I didn't see him in the photo, but I'm sure there might be the other side that's not as happy. And usually if one person is thrilled, the other one is sad.
I don't know that it's always so dramatic, like a seesaw. One is really up and one is really down. Sometimes it's just like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so, but somebody is always the one who was told.
Right.
You know, somebody always says, "I don't love you anymore. Yeah. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't think this is working for me."
And it can be like a death. It can be like
and absolutely that person who is receiving that information has all of a sudden the rug pulled out from under them.
I'll tell you what, Moira, right now in the chat room at our YouTube page there, I won't say her name, but she said, "My husband moved in with his side chick this week. I was blindsided. Mm-hmm. After 25 years together, how do I start to get past this? She can't make it tonight." So this is
exactly what we're talking about.
I hope you feel better, girl. That sucks.
It's an awful feeling. I was married for more than 20 years, and it was sort of, you know, I went through all of that surprise and blindsided, and the steps of grief, Russ, that you mentioned, it's like a death, are the steps of divorce. You are grieving the death of that relationship.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And of all of that separation, it's pulled away from you. If you spent every holiday making turkey with your mother-in-law, and now all of a sudden that mother-in-law is gone.
Gone.
Okay, poof.
Yeah, it's different.
You know, and it's, are you on team Moira or are you on team not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, then people sort of get in their little corners and it's very, very odd.
Hey, the blindsided thing. Let me ask you about that, because I know there's many times. I was blindsided. And then I went back and looked and I started thinking about things. I'm like, no, I really wasn't blindsided. I just decided not to see the things that I should have saw. When you look back, you say, you know what? I thought I was blindsided, but if I really would have been looking, the signs were probably there.
Okay, my impression of marriage, it's up, it's down, you go through the journey, and you're on this, not roller coaster all the time, but you're going through all of these twists and turns of marriage.
Right.
Okay, was it always high, you know, like at the height of, our eyes locked across the bar, and was it always that heart palpitation, oh my God.
Right.
Of course not.
No.
You know, you're married for 10 years, you're married for 20 years, you're married for 25 in the case of that person who texts in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Times are up, times are down. But I thought that you just sort of soldier on through and you get through it, the yucky times, and you move on.
Right.
But that was not how my ex-husband thought of it.
Yeah, yeah.
He thought of it differently, and he decided that he was done.
What was, if you could go back and objectively look at it, what was the thing that was missing that if you could say led to something like that? I know there's a lot of foolishness and immaturity and stupid decisions that lead to something like that. But if you were to say, well, it was communication, we never had a heart-to-heart. Well, it was touch because we never, you know, is there anything
that... For me, it wasn't, I don't know if it was any of that. I think it was really the prioritizing of the relationship versus the prioritizing of the children and other things that come into your life, whether it's work, whether it's volunteering, all those other things may have taken top priority over my working on my relationship.
And that should be the ultimate priority.
Am I a part of it? Of course.
Right.
You know, do I think when I hear people say, oh, it's all his fault.
You know what?
No. There is something that was your fault also.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, could you have, you know, what could have been done with you as a couple?
Right.
To make this, you know, sort of morph into something that worked for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I think it was a prioritization, if that's a word, of putting the marriage, of putting the marriage up there instead of the kids and the obligations and the finances and the volunteering and everything that life gets in the way.
Amara, I think you're hitting on a real big thing here. I think a lot of people listen to this. They prioritize their kids, and as you should.
Oh,
right?
You totally should.
But you should take care of them. But at the same time, this is what my wife and I say. We look at our daughter like, hey, man. We were here before you, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be together after you when you go off and do your thing. And that's not to say we don't spend so much time and try and take attention. But at the end of the day, it's going to be you and her. Or him and him, or her and her, you know?
That's a weird thing to say to a five-year-old, though, to her face.
Seven, she's grown up. She just start paying taxes.
And everybody's different. I'm sure mine had a lot to do with, the radio show has always been my priority, and I'm sure that got in the way of many situations, you know? So everybody has something different.
We are going to talk about the psychological piece of it is a huge piece of it,
totally,
right?
Yeah.
How, your insides and your heart, definitely, the emotional, the psychological,
shame,
all of that. And then what do people, you know, are you worried about what people look in and say, oh, I've been divorced? Is that something that you put a label on me as being a failure? We talked about this before.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't necessarily believe you're a failure, but I believe that you can get the. I would like to think that at the end of today's show, people have some hope that they can get to their happy place.
Yeah,
and figure out a way that they can make it work. Everything is not going to be all unicorns and rainbows. I get that.
Right.
But you're going to be able to figure out a way with a support group if you need one, a counselor if you need one, to get to. To get to a place where you can move on and make your life so fantastic.
And this affects really pretty much everybody in the audience. Because everyone in the audience has either been close to getting divorced or been divorced or know someone who's being divorced. We all are affected by it, you know?
And if you have, that's another thing. You know, people said, well, I'm happily married for all these years, but I bet you have a bestie who went through it.
Totally.
You know, there's somebody, if you think, and for just a minute, you will think of people in your circle, you know, your concentric circles of people who have gone through this journey.
And there are people that you know, they've lived their life and everyone thought that they had a great relationship. You guys look so perfect on Facebook.
I can think of somebody right now.
Yeah, I can too. And they're getting divorced. And there's shame in that. Like they thought their life was perfect. They had no idea. And then
you look at yourself and you say, my God, if they got divorced after 25 years, what about my
relationship? I know.
What's going to happen to me?
That's what I think about Russ. Like, because I didn't ever get married. So, like, when I feel like, oh, maybe I'm a loser because I never got married before, maybe no one ever. I think Russ did it 6 times. I'm good.
Yeah, he did it for you.
It was
I'm
four.
I'm not embarrassed anymore.
Not six, it was four.
No, but what I'm saying is it's inspirational to me as a human being. I'm not even picking on you.
You can find love, though. Look, he loves
exactly.
He loves the idea of being married, clearly.
I still can't find it. Yeah. And you found it 7 or 8 times.
You can't find it.
Maura,
you are our poster child for today.
Okay.
And Russ was nice enough to make, a video that we are going to show in the big Mopra room.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That was a real oh no. She didn't go oh no. She went oh no.
No. Yeah. Oh no. Yes. He made a video talking about his journey and about his heart, and it is a fantastic thing. We are going to obviously play it
the
radio.
Thank you.
But we are going to play it in the big Oprah room, you know, on the big on the Jumbotron.
Oh boy.
Yeah. What are you
looking at? Did you
have clothes on?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice.
I did. Making what's sure, up? Man.
It's today. It's people want to listen today.
Today, 3 to 6. Okay, 3 o'clock, we do the intense interview, and then 4 to 6, Oprah.
Yeah.
Or Mopra. It is 102.5.
Okay.
If you get a little bit of a fuzzy signal, go to 540 AM, because that's a 50,000-watt clear signal. Perfect.
Very good. Moira, thank you for coming
in.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
And good luck today. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
I know.
But
I know you have to go to a wedding of strangers.
The irony.
I have to keep my word.
My priority, right? Your priority is to put strangers above somebody you've known for 25 years.
No,
not just saying.
It was my word.
Okay,
I promised.
Just saying. All right, but thank you, Russ. Thanks you for the video. I know you do. Yes, I do.
All right.
All right, thanks.
When we come back, Cypher Carlos, take you to the top. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, go to our website at Monsters.fm and you can vote for the best villain of villain actor of all time. And when you participate, you're entered to possibly win a $100 Fandango gift card. So that's at Monsters.fm and see if your name is one of the names on the Daily Five. If it is, well, then you can win tickets to Universal Studios on our big day, which is the Monster Fan Appreciation Day, August the 4th. It's a Saturday. We're taking over Real Radio 104.1, playing music in the morning. We're all going to do like our own little music set. You'll be there live with us at Universal, and then we'll take a big photo together, and then go off and ride some rides, have some lunch at the Monster Cafe, go ride some more rides, and meet up at the bar, the Irish bar afterwards. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. Go to Monsters.fm and check it out. Hey guys, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Ryan Holmes. Savannah, and now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Let's go. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today's Friday. You like that?
I like that.
I did my extra pump for the Only on Fridays do I do that, because it's Fun Time Friday. Yeah, a lot of people, they're still at work right now. They're just getting at work, but they're thinking about what they're going to do tonight, maybe. They're glad they made it through the week. They're excited to be here. Are you excited to be here, Savannah?
I am. I'm so excited to be here. Whenever I can be here, I'm excited to be here.
That's good. Ryan Holmes is, you know, you're always a pleasure to see, Ryan. You're not a straight up bad mood. You're always just kind of medium surly, you know?
Medium surly? Oh, okay, I'll take it. No, I'm always excited to be here.
You are. And Russ, you're excited because you're about to go on an Alabama vacation.
You know what? I'm oddly excited about a trip to Birmingham, Alabama. I've never been. Road trips are kind of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Are you bringing a flask?
You know, I am bringing one.
Nice.
I've got a flask.
You have to.
I got a brass one. And I'm like, well, I never get a chance to use it. And she specifically said, bring your flask, so I'm in.
Nice.
Now, I don't know how much Bay Breeze I can fit in that thing. Oh, man. And I'm excited, too, man. It is a crazy thing. We get to the end of the week, and then we're excited for the weekend, and sometimes you have nothing going on the weekend. Last weekend was had some stuff, but nothing too crazy. And this weekend, where my wife and I are finishing up some stuff. She's doing some painting. She painted like a maniac last night at the house. She's just a beast when it comes to home decor and crazy. She loves it. And then on Saturday night, just hit it, Angel.
What you doing Saturday night?
Let's see.
So tell me, do you want to go?
God.
It's the greatest show!
I don't know the words.
Coming tonight, coming to Gonsu, taking over you. Ow! Everybody, this is a greatest show!
You can scream that as loud as you want anywhere at any time because Hugh Jackman, or should I say P.T. Barnum, tells you to.
Well, they put him over like he was just the greatest guy in the world, P.T. Barnum.
Oh, here we go, Russ, with his informers getting
to him.
I agree with Jack Bradshaw. Jack Bradshaw sent a text. The problem I have with it is that they glorify P.T. Barnum when really a lot of people felt like he was exploiting.
Right. The same guy who loves Frank Sinatra. And as we know, Frank Sinatra, nothing wrong with his past.
That's a good point.
But wait a second. Talk to any of those people that were in those shows.
Yep.
They even did a documentary about it.
I've done
those
my research.
People were just like, hey man, you guys
give me a gig.
You guys, yeah, we're just trying to work. I can't get a job as a secretary because I got a beard.
And that so,
this guy gave me a job. Y'all ain't paying my bills.
Exactly.
I got kids.
And Russ, you did it with us, okay? You did it. Look, P.T. Barnum had his oddities.
Okay.
We are your oddities.
That's a good point. Yes.
So you had Bubba. Yes,
we call him P.T. Farnum.
P.T. Farnum.
And look, we're late to the party. The movie's been out, but we have a.
Yeah, the movie's already. The movie's out last year.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter when you find it. It's still a gem.
Oh, I forgot Angel was on this train, too.
Yes, Angel is.
I expect the stupidity from Carlos, but not you, Angel.
Whatever. Yeah. Look, when you have an 8-year-old kicking around the house and she rolls up and says, "We need to watch this," I'm going to pay attention.
Okay, gotcha.
Because you've had a million dreams before, right, Russ?
I've had a million dreams.
All I could see, a vision of the world I see. A million dreams, all it's going to take. Here, little sad voice.
A million dreams of the world we're going to make.
We're doing this in pajamas, so you guys, eating snacks, pizza, soda, drinks for those who drink, but we happen to be ex-alcoholics or current alcoholics that don't drink.
Now, will you drink around them knowing that, your wife drinks, right?
Yeah, CJ, I'm going to get hammer drunk at Carlos.
My wife is going to out-drink them all.
Okay,
we're not anti-drinking. Anti-drinking for us.
I got you.
Yeah, and look, like I said, the movie's been out for a while, but it will change your life. And it will make you feel good when you're sad. It will make you inspired. And I just want to pass on the cheers because every night I lie in bed. The brightest colors fill my head.
No, nobody else is as thrilled about this movie as you are.
I am.
A million dreams.
I am.
It's an amazing movie. See? What are you talking about?
And Ryan, you're going to feel the majesty of this. And Savannah, you're going to be inspired. You guys might hit the road and become a circus act, okay?
What?
But I'm going to bring you in just like PT did. And it's all
now he's PT to you.
We can be Gator in the Sloth.
Gator in the Sloth.
Yeah, because you know, what's that Ice Age joke you make?
I look like the Sloth from Ice Age. Yeah.
Gator in the Sloth.
That's the joke.
and Russ,
we're great on the radio.
Why don't you go back and watch the movie? Maybe we'll invite you to the next one because this one's going to be like the police are going to be like, "What's going on there? Too much
how
fun."
How many Greatest Showman parties are you going to have?
I think we should have one a month at least.
It just gets us going and happy in a good mood. We eat delicious snacks. We have fellowship. You know,
there's some sad parts to the movie. I'm not going to blow it.
Are there sad parts?
I don't want to blow anything. But
no.
Phrasing, sir?
Yeah, don't spoil anything.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay?
I shouldn't say blow, bro.
All right, and look, and everybody in the YouTube...
trying to help you out, dude.
Everybody in the YouTube chat right now loves the movie. Yeah, we are selecting somebody for Universal tickets.
Well,
yes, I do enjoy compliments. Yes, I will pick people
that are nicer to me. The texting service here says The Greatest Showman is terrible.
Of course.
Don't understand why Carlos is so excited.
Yeah, they're the same people that said you're wrestling league sucks.
And you know how the texting service people are anyway.
I know.
All right. Look, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be fun.
I love them.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you and your lovely lady Angel and Russ one day. Maybe we'll have a kissing off party. Maybe we'll go watch Kiss's awesome movie.
Yeah, the documentary of Kiss.
Yeah.
They got a movie. It's terrible, though.
Is it animated?
No, it's called The Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. It's terrible.
Oh. And this is Scooby-Doo is in it, right?
No.
Is it black and white?
No, it's one of the stupidest movies ever. If you get all stoned and watch it, you probably like it. But
these stoner kids are smoking their marijuana cigarettes and watching it.
Yeah, that's terrible. And then there's Detroit Rock City, which was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a funny movie. Yeah, that's
right. Look, Russ froze the screen on his crotch behind your head.
He's edited the slideshow to be framed his balls every time. He's like, that's perfect. 3/4 inch right
there. No, I just did a different thing. And it's just...
Oh, man. So, guys,
yeah.
I do want to tell y'all something cool.
Okay, good. About time.
Stupid
movie.
Hey, I feel that was a shot at Alabama, boy.
That was a shot.
Oh, my gosh.
You're all ratcheting it up on boner pills and X-Lax.
due to gummies and hydroxy cuts.
I know.
Jesus.
I'm
down. I'm up. Nope. No, I'm going down. You know what you're doing right now? It's called the Elvis, Russ.
What's the Elvis?
The Elvis is you take uppers to get you going, and then you die on the crapper.
Well, that's why I stay away from the crapper.
Yes. Angel, can you any scary sci-fi music? Okay, because I'm trying to pull up some stuff here. It's not pulling up as usual for me, but I have something for all of those of you who fear death.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Who fears death?
No, not me.
Not me. I look him right in the eye and go, "F you, death."
Right. I welcome it because I'm tired.
I do not. I do not want death. I do fear it.
Well, Oh, yes. So here's the deal, guys. The year 2029.
Yeah.
Singularity will be achieved.
What's that mean?
Singularity is when we map out
the correct human brain that can then be inserted into a perfect human drone. Droid.
Oh. So you take my brain out and put it in a perfect body.
There are some of the best futurists in the world, and that's what I want to be one day.
I'm down with that. That sounds cool.
He's a futurist. I'm trying to pull up his name because I don't want to get it wrong. But
I'm not afraid of death. I am afraid of this.
You're afraid of this. Okay, so listen.
Hey, this sounds very doable, though. Just take the brain out and put it in like a robot. Yeah! I would love to be a robot.
That was awesome. Okay, so look.
But it's not going to be you. It's going to be a copy of you that keeps on living.
What are you? You are your brain, really. Exactly. Everything else is just one of the...
But they're not talking. The singularity, they're mapping your brain and literally copying it and putting it into a robot.
Oh,
it's not your physical guys, brain.
Oh, I thought it was your real brain.
Guys, the guy I'm talking about, his name is Ray Kurzweil, okay? And he is one of the most accurate. He's modern day Nostradamus. He has more patents than Thomas Edison. He is a literal genius. And what his estimation, which has been correct, 80% of the time, estimations like the world will need a search engine, the world will need these type of things that people weren't even thinking about, is that 2029 is the year. And that is what he is fighting to live to. He takes over 100 pills a day. He is. And
So does Russ.
I'm living to. I'm getting to 2029.
And
taking all those pills right now, though.
And so 2029 is when they think. And look, it's already happening. Where do our memories stay at now?
In our phones.
In our phones.
In our phones, right.
Okay. What will happen is, and this is what he says, mm-hmm. is that we will have neural computers that will go into our brains,
uh-huh.
and it will trigger activations in the cloud. Okay? So you want to read a book, right? And you go, okay, you download the book, it's inserted in your brain, and boom, it connects to the cloud, and now you got that book.
Nope. I don't want this. Like the Matrix.
Angel, you want this?
I'm in.
Absolutely not.
That's
what we call the sign of the beast. That's what we call.
That's
evil.
I
want to live forever. I want to know.
That's I don't evil. Even like to keep.
Oh, wrong song.
I would never connect my phone to my brain.
What did you just do?
Russ was singing, I think, a disco. I want to live forever.
Oh, that's fame. Yeah.
But Ray, look it up. I'm not making this up, okay? It's Ray Kurzweil, and if his interviews are just fascinating because he's an optimist, and he thinks we're going to be okay. He's not like Elon Musk that thinks that literally the second we get AI going, it's not, and it's going now, is going to turn on us. But 2029, I think I can make it to 2029, and I would back myself up into a 6'7" ripped-ass robot.
That's 12 years from now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can make 12 years.
Yeah, and in the future, I won't even have to learn math. I had to learn it. Like in the future, you just insert a math book.
Yeah.
So, Savannah, you down?
No, I'm not. I don't even like to keep my phone in my back pocket because I think it sends messages into my butt cheek.
It's already here!
I'm not doing it.
No, me either. I'll be the guy on horseback with a bow and arrow shooting at the robots, fighting the rebellion.
We're
going to lose. We're going to lose. Yeah. And we know we're going to lose, but we're not getting the chips in our head.
Middle of Arizona, they got plenty of seeds and water and guns.
Sure.
Like,
what
that's
are you gonna do
going
to do when the computers shut off the phones?
I'll be in the desert. We won't need them anymore.
Yeah, we'll get
I'm going survivalist.
If they can find a way to keep a brain alive, right?
They can. They got it.
And you take that and you put it into the perfect body. You could live forever.
Live forever, bro.
Then you gotta water your brain or whatever you gotta do to your brain to make sure.
You gotta feed it lots of fertilizer.
You gotta fertilize it, whatever.
Give it lots of sun.
It'll be here. So I'm in. Russ is in. You guys are out. That's fine.
I'm out.
That's
fine. I'm gonna fight you in your robot body.
You're never gonna survive.
I'm going.
We're gonna destroy you, humans.
Are they really working on this? This is like
for
real.
It's already here, bro.
It's Knife Fight Friday. I'm gonna push this too much further.
Oh. My robot would have a bigger knife.
I'm just telling you.
3D print it and stab you with it.
And there's a theory that if the AI does take over, it will punish people who didn't help it get there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's already too late. I'm on record saying I'm anti-robot.
Yeah, me too. I'm on record, too.
And I'm on record. I will find all y'all. I will turn for let me live for a little longer.
I thought this was to the top.
You're right. Let's keep going to the top because I got...
Yeah, man, what was that about?
You know what? Oh. Sorry.
Ooh, I got dark.
That's one more R. Russ Ray Rollins Robot.
Quad R.
You guys don't understand what's...
I am Quad R. Download sandwich.
One R better than triple R. Right? We were talking about that. Russ was putting this together in his head. He had that moment. It's like, that'll be 4 hours.
right, exactly.
Russ will be half robot, half margarita machine.
Do you want a fill-up with... All right, awesome.
Jim Kelly inspired me yesterday. Motivational minute. Yes, I just did take you down dark.
That was great. His motivational thing yesterday was really good.
You know, he said something that really stuck with me, and we do this to ourselves. We say, well, I'm going to give a bunch of money when I'm rich one day, or I'm going to, you know, I know I'm going to donate time once I have more time when I do this, or I'm going to do this, and I'm going to. Well, he said something that was great, and I wrote it down, and I want to say it again today. His quote was, and this is him after him losing his part of his tongue, Angel? Was it part of his tongue?
He's had a consistent battle with cancer, and he has had a portion of his tongue, a portion of his jaw removed. So that's why he sounded the way that he sounded.
And he sounded great considering that craziness. But he said, don't wait to help someone today that is fighting for their tomorrow. And that one really struck me because you see this all the time. You see people popping up on social media saying, hey, I got to go to the doctor. My friend has cancer. You see these pop up and it triggers you and you go, oh, that sucks. But it ain't me right now and I'm moving forward, you know. But that is life. It can pop up and next thing you know, you're fighting for your tomorrow. So if you have that ability with your service, with your gifts, with your talents, with your money to help somebody today that is fighting for their tomorrow, do it whatever way you can. In the future, there'll be robots that will just hand out money, and those who choose to go with us will live a much better life than those who choose to live in deserts.
I'm going to rob your robot money like an ATM machine.
No, you're not. You're staying away from my robot machine.
Man, that's scary.
I'm investing in magnets.
You should invest in magnets.
Why'd you scare us in your To the Top segment?
Well, no, I wasn't trying to scare you. I was trying to tell you that you can live forever.
Taxi service checking in. Russ, they've already put your brain in another body.
Oh, yeah. Who's?
Done. And real quick with movies coming out this weekend. Let's cover that.
Yeah, what is out this weekend?
This weekend is Mamma Mia 2, sucky ass musical compared to Greatest Showman.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's going to be, and I like Cher and all, but.
Oh my God, it's the sequel weekend. It's actually.
Have you ever gone back and seen a movie that everyone told you was so great and you watched it and you hated it?
What was that?
I mean, I absolutely hated the movie I was asked to watch last night politely and sat in my mouth shut and like,
what?
I hated Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh man, you know what, dude? Honestly,
I thought it was
it's so funny and so well done. And it
really,
I saw it three times in the theater, and it's still funny.
Yeah, it's
to
funny.
This day,
man.
It really that makes me sad.
I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, I just didn't. I didn't get it.
Yeah. It's
I hated all the characters. I did not.
How can you hate Pedro?
Yeah,
I like Pedro
and Napoleon.
Ugh. Annoying.
And my nunchuck skills.
And
is it because he kind of sounds like you?
No.
No. It reminds him of guys that he wanted to punch in the face.
He's mad. I got it. You're right, Samantha. He's mad because here's my Russ impression. What's up, guys? It's me, Russ. And here's Napoleon Dynamite. Pedro, stop playing with my stuff.
Wow.
And it was
that's
kind of a takeoff.
That's what it is. And you know how you used to wear those red tight pants and try to dance in your moon boots?
Yeah, he did that.
And you never got to do it in the talent show.
Russ liked Biff Tannen in Back to the Future.
He did.
I did like
you're
Biff.
Right.
He thought he was misunderstood.
Yeah. Poor Biff.
He had a cool haircut. Oh, man. So just, this weekend real quick is a weekend of sequels. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. That's exactly what I thought when I heard they were making a second one. Oh, The Equalizer 2, which, you know, Denzel is obviously this elite hitman that nobody can stop at the age of, you know, late 50s or 60s. And Unfriended Dark Web, which I don't even know. Unfriended, I guess, is an old,
It's about like an internet ghost that kills her or something, right?
Yeah, so nothing huge, but Mamma Mia will probably win. And I do know one thing. I want you to have a wonderful weekend. And today will be a great day to the top. Never shot.
Thank you so much. All right. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. And go to our YouTube channel because we'll be talking to you during the breaks if you go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Alexa, can you take the dog for a walk?
Ha ha ha. No way in hell.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Real. Radio.
Tonight from 10 till midnight, you'll be able to hear Angel. What the hell is Angel listening to? Right here on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Carlos Navarro, Savannah, who will be at Gatorland all weekend.
All weekend.
Go say hi to her. She's you're usually walking around the park, right?
I am. And people can find me, but sometimes people say they can't find me. So here's what you do.
Just listen for her.
Once you get inside the park, you can listen for me. You can always look by the crocodiles. That's where I usually am. If not, ask any employee in the park. They're happy to find me.
Now, is it true or false? You whisper when you're at a Gatorland.
No.
Right? Oh, no.
That's... Hi, baby gator. It's me, Savannah. No. I'm here to take you in this cage and take your eggs.
So you're louder at Gatorland than you are here with us.
I am, because I have to be.
Okay, all right. Makes sense to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm really loud. Outside, my outdoor voice is an outdoor voice.
Your indoor voice is the outdoor voice. All right, now it's
time for you.
Time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports brought to you by my friends over there at Harry Buffalo, right there on Church Street. Today's special, or sorry, Friday special is fish and chips, $8, crispy fried or grilled fish and chips. If you're wanting to catch up on a sporting event, you want to watch the golf tournament that's going on right now, you want to watch any of the baseball games, they've got probably about 20 TVs in the place. A great spot in every location. The bar is awesome. Great food. The bar staff, the crew that works there, the kitchen, amazing, good time. If you're getting ready to do an event in downtown Orlando and you're going to pre-party, Harry Buffalo's the spot for you.
So, U.S. Open this week?
Yeah, they started. They've already teed off, I think.
Oh, they have already teed off.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier. So I will give you an update here shortly as we do Monster Sports.
All right, very good.
All right, so... I find this fascinating, and I don't know, and guys, I think we talked about this in the past, and this doesn't directly deal with UCF and their nickname. We were talking about catchphrases and nicknames and stuff like that earlier in the week. But there's the Vegas Golden Knights and the U.S. Army have settled their trademark battle in court. Because the Army has their parachute team, which is the Golden Knights.
Oh, yeah.
Lost the Vegas Golden Knights, the new NHL hockey team, and they took it to court. The team announced Thursday that the two have entered into a coexistent agreement that allows the hockey team to file for trademark rights while still allowing the Army, whose teams are called the Black Knights, whose parachute team is called the Golden Knights, to use the same name. So they're kind of worked out an agreement. For the longest time, I thought UCF was the Golden Knights. Now we just dropped in. We're the Knights.
We're the Knights now.
They
dropped it about 5 years ago.
I know it's been a while. Yeah.
So which is very confusing because their logo is a Pegasus, and they're not the Pegasi.
Well, the movie Days of Thunder had a lightning bolt, so we got questions for everything.
What?
Yeah, that poster had a lightning bolt on Days of Thunder.
So we're not the Golden Knights anymore.
No, we've been the Knights for a while. The hardcore fans still refer to them as the Golden Knights.
And Jim Kelly's not a quarterback anymore.
He's a coach.
Hasn't been for quite some time.
Damn it. I need to pay attention better.
How cool would this be?
Very cool.
Let's say you sign into a contract to do a job, right?
Okay.
And you're pretty good at what you do.
I am.
But for whatever reasons, your employer, and like you guys, not on the same page.
Okay, yeah.
But your employer decides to do you a solid.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Trades makes it so you can go someplace else and work, but honors your contract. So it's basically paying you
to get the hell out of here.
Yeah. How awesome is that?
That's pretty awesome.
That'd be amazing. That's
How about to the tune of $28 million?
Insane, what?
Insane.
That's
it's a basketball for you, man.
I'm always fascinated with the economies and the pay scales and what happens in professional sports. Carmelo Anthony, one of the most...
Oh, my gosh. He was just at Gatorland last week with his wife, Lala.
So one of the most one of the most maligned NBA players in current history.
Yeah.
Just everywhere he goes, for whatever reasons, it just a lot of negative energy goes with him.
Hall of Famer, no doubt. Hall of Famer, won in college,
Olympic gold medalist,
the most winningest basketball player of all time, and as far as gold medals,
could he play for us? No.
Oh,
I mean, we'd take them in a heartbeat.
I would hope we would think about it, but I don't. But here's the thing. And now, if you believe everything that you've heard, right, and you look at the track record, and you see what has happened with him, would you want to bring him around our young guys?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Why? What did he do?
He just has that like on the court. He's not one of those guys that facilitates. It seems the ball stops with him.
Yeah.
He needs the ball in his hand to create. I never heard anyone talk about him in the locker room or anything like that.
No.
This is on the court thing. But Oklahoma City Thunder paid him $27.9 million not to play basketball for them.
Yeah,
They traded him. There was a trade that was made. He's going to the Atlanta Hawks. Guess what the Atlanta Hawks are going to do? They're going to cut him.
Oh, wow.
They're like, hey, thanks for your service. They're not even going to take a photograph of him in an Atlanta Hawks uniform.
Is that because he's not that good anymore?
No, he's still good because guess where he's going to end up?
Where?
He's going to end up on the Houston Rockets, who were an injury away from possibly playing in the NBA Finals.
It's the NBA is the weirdest when it comes to this salary cap. I mean, they will let somebody go for $27 million a year to sign somebody, sign two people for seven and another guy.
Oh.
It's all numbers and games, and it can make or break your team. So it's almost better to be like, that doesn't count against us. Let's go clear.
How crazy is this math? All right, so they're going to give him $27.9 million. How much money do you guys think, in the millions of dollars, does Oklahoma City save by making this deal and giving him his $27.9 million?
How much?
$70 million.
Yeah. What?
That's NBA math
because
for you.
Because they owed him. They would have to do the next contract with him?
I'm not sure.
I don't know how that works.
I thought he might be coming to Miami.
There was really strong arguments that whether, like, he could go to Miami and be, like, the number one option in Miami.
Right.
With no chance of winning, right? Because, like, they're still working. They're in the process of rebuild. Or he can go to the Houston Rockets with a really strong chance to be in the playoffs.
And he's got about 4 years, 3 years, maybe.
Maybe.
Left.
You know what I mean? So, Nick Foles, congratulations to you, dude, being the MVP, winning the Super Bowl. He's the number one merchandise. His merchandise is the number one selling merchandise in the NFL.
That's really cool.
He's a good guy, and coming off the strength of the Super Bowl win, Brady's in second, obviously, and then Carson Wentz is, I think, third.
That's a huge deal, but Carson Wentz in third? Is this quarterbacks only?
And then you got the other players that come in after that.
That's pretty impressive.
Have you seen Gronkowski's new TV commercial for the Tide Pods?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
All right, I want you guys to listen to this and see if you can determine what the sound is that you're hearing.
All right. That's Russ after he picks up a big shipment of boner pills.
Riding lawnmower at my daddy's house.
Savannah, name it, you are damn near it. That is a 150 mile per hour lawnmower that was ran of this past weekend. There's this thing called the Goodwood Festival of Speed.
I got that.
Hell yeah.
It's a real thing, I promise.
It's like Chuck's Gone Wild.
And where they take a bunch of exotic vehicles, they run them up this hill. It's a historic event. Honda made it a point to have their lawnmower up there. It's a V2. Powered a lawnmower. It has 189 horsepower and gets up. The top speed is 150 miles per hour.
I know my lawnmowers, man. Don't tell me I don't.
If you want to get a chance, I'll post that up on monsters.fm, my blog, real quick. UCF Athletics. I didn't know that this was a thing. You always hear that football is the biggest or the highest profitable sport at a school.
Right.
Shout out to UCF Athletics. They sent a new record for them as far as fundraising.
Who?
UCF.
Oh, wow.
They were able to raise $13.4 million in fundraising.
What?
When you got 60,000 people that go to your school, it's a little bit easier. It's like the second biggest college in the nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good thing for them. So, for the athletic department, and that's money that's going to be spread out through all the different programs and everything.
I heard they were the biggest college. Who beats them now?
It might have switched. I haven't seen the stat in a couple of years. So, but they get my money all the time, but it's not for fundraising.
So we saw earlier this week where, we've heard all these stories in reports. Oh, the NFL is hurting. Oh, the NFL is losing viewers and everything. Where the NFL is not hurting and is obviously in business. I gave you those numbers early in the week.
Right.
So with that said, This is an issue that, for whatever reason, man, they can't get out of their way. Last night, the Miami Dolphins had made an announcement that basically any players that did any kind of protest were looking at suspension. Not fines, suspensions. And overnight, that whole topic again spiraled out of control.
Keep stepping in it, man. Yeah.
So much so that the NFL and the NFL Players Association announced this morning, they're like, hey, listen. We're going to review this. There's not going to be any fines. There's not going to be any suspensions. We're just going to basically put a pause on all of this right now while we figure it out.
Yeah, man.
So they're going to go back to the drawing board and figure out something where, you know, come to some kind of consensus or a point where they a mediation where they all agree on it. And but like again, they've all the way through this, but it still hasn't hurt their bottom line.
Right.
This is an issue that's made up and is being fought in social media that hasn't hurt the NFL. They just got to figure out a way to appease that small contingent of people that are pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Why don't they just not show it? I mean, if they wanted to make a really big deal, like just...
It used to not be.
Yeah.
Are you know what? I mean, like, why did you stop playing it? Just stop doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just you know what? We're not going to give you an opportunity to make people mad.
Do you understand the outrage that would come?
If we don't do the national anthem?
You're going to tell me these overpaid athletes are going to have me not singing the national anthem? That's crap. There would be marches in the streets. It would be so ridiculously stupid.
But the national anthem at NFL games is a new phenomenon. It's not.
Totally know that, but the perception is not. The perception, if you ask people, is like, I remember in 67, my first game with the Redskins. I was there with my dad, and we put our hands around person.
You know, we're not going to do it anymore. You know, it's turned into too much of a political
and
platform
then
for people.
And Trump goes off on it, and then it's a whole thing.
I feel like we should play it every morning before we start the show.
We do.
I want you to sing it.
Yeah.
I will.
I know.
I'll sing all different variations.
I know you
will. Sing a happy I'll sing a sad kind.
We're going to wrap it up with this. You guys, okay, NFL fans, Patriots fans, and San Francisco 49er fans, remember this. Jimmy Garoppolo, right? You're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a quarterback that was supposed to be the heir apparent for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Whatever happened there behind closed doors, he gets traded to San Francisco. San Francisco feels like they got their guy. They're ecstatic about it. They sign him to a long-term contract, big money, and then, and I don't know what the outrage is because I don't see what the big deal is. He's got a girlfriend, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And guys on the internet, you're familiar with his name? Her name's Kiara Mia.
Okay.
Is she cute?
Yeah. She's really good at her chosen profession.
Oh,
okay. What does she do?
What profession is that?
She's a porn star.
She's a porn star.
Oh, is she really?
Oh, really? Dude is dating a porn star?
And they're running.
That always works out great.
Man, in 2018, how is that still a deal? Like, how is that a big deal? Like,
wow.
I don't like
it's a huge deal,
he's
man.
He's getting run down, and I'm like, come on. It's not that. In this day and age, with the amount of naked stuff that's on the internet, and you're going to run this guy down?
Well, naked stuff is different than a porn star. I mean,
she's not just a porn star anymore, though. She's building a whole business empire. She's on all kinds of different shows and stuff now.
Who is this again?
Oh, I mean, have you done a lot of research here, Ryan?
I have done a lot of research.
I appreciate you doing your homework for the radio show. It's very good.
She's on Barstool Sports. They got a show in there.
Yeah, Kiara Mia. She's actually been doing more broadcasting stuff. She's not so much stuff in front of the camera, but it doesn't appear that way when you do a search for her name because, man.
Oh, yeah, if you just do a search for her name.
Very prolific. And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you, Angel. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City marches to Discovery City to clash with Columbus Crew tomorrow. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio.
Guys, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We appreciate you checking us out on our YouTube channel and being with us all day. Thank you so much. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Savannah's here today, Ryan Holmes, and we have a special guest on the line, and he's always been a great guest in here live, and one of the nicest guys that we get to meet and talk to. On the line with us right now is D.L. Hughley. Hello, D.L. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, man? Good morning to you.
Hey, man, I know that you've been very, very busy. I know it's on Twitter and on Facebook. I just want to say that our condolences out to you. I know your father's passed,
and
it's got to be a tough time for you, and I appreciate you taking time to call us.
Well, man, thank you. Thank you for your condolences. I appreciate he was a good cat, man, and I miss him a lot. But, you know, like the one thing he tell me is work no matter what, so I'm here to do my job.
Yes, you are, and a lot of the young cats don't do that, man. That's why you've been doing it for so long.
It's got to be tough, too. I mean, to keep your mind, I don't know. Do you think it'll just help you keep your mind off things to get to work?
I think it couldn't have come at a more busy time, so I appreciate, you know, that I have so much to do. But ultimately, the gig is the gig, and I'm excited to. I just got to Orlando. I'm excited to be here. We're excited to get to work and have some fun.
Yeah, he'll be at the Improv all weekend long, by the way, just so you guys know. The Improv, which we talk about the Improv all the time. It's a great club, and I know your book is doing really well, isn't it, DL?
Yeah, well, it's a New York Times bestseller. It's called How Not to Get Shot and Other Advice from White People. So it's a satirical look at all the things that go on. You know how, like, when there's a police shooting, they tell you how to act, or if somebody stops you, they tell you what to say. And, you know, it just came from all the things that I'd heard in the media and actually heard myself. So Megyn Kelly pissed me off in an interview, so I decided rather than get mad, I'd write a book. And it's doing well, so I'm excited.
And what's the title of the book?
It's called How Not to Get Shot and Other Advice from White People.
Oh, that is? Okay. I thought you were joking. Okay, that is. Okay.
That's a great title.
Is this your first book?
No, it's my third.
Wow.
Third book. This is my second New York Times bestseller.
How do you do it, DL? I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. I actually got to meet you in two different situations. One here at the radio show, always cool. And another as a server to you, and you were the same dude. And I respected that big time.
Oh, that's cool.
And
well, you're a server.
At the Ritz, when I worked at the Ritz, I was indoor.
You got to be nice to the people that work at the Ritz. They'll mess your room up.
Exactly. That's true. And I was in room dining. But anyway, my question is this: as somebody who tries to do a lot of different things, how the hell do you have time to write a book when you're on Instagram? You got your radio show. You're on TV. You're doing stand up. You're on tours with the Kings. Like how? And you have your family.
Well, it's a set. You know what it is? It's like my gig is to expound on my perspective. So that's like water that comes to your house. Some you use to wash clothes. Some you use to take a shower. Some you cook with. Same source, different uses. So everything helps everything else. Writing stand up and touring, all of that stuff just kind of feeds all the other stuff. So it doesn't. It's the same muscle.
You've got a great work ethic. Who inspires you as far as their work ethic? Do you have other people that...
My old man. I tell you what, my old man, it was funny because, you know, he was one of them old school cats. But the best conversations I ever had with my father was when he couldn't talk back. So, you know, I think we had some of our best conversations when he couldn't even... When he really couldn't say anything back. But he taught me. One, he did try to teach me. You know, whether you got a lot of hugs or not, he taught me how to work and he taught me how to stand up for what I believe in. So I don't know anybody who inspired me more than him.
Wow.
I never really even had a superhero because everybody had Batman, but I had Batman, so it didn't really.
On the line was right now. D.L. Hughley's on the line with us. Yes, Angel, question for D.L. Hughley, who will be at the Improv all weekend long.
D.L., do you wake up every morning going, let's see what happened today?
Yeah,
absolutely. 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 Well, you know, because, you know, you do radio, so, you know, you always have to be abreast of kind of what's happening. So, you know, if I'm in the East, I set my alarm for 6. If I'm in the West, I set it for 3 and do a little bit of work, or go back to sleep or go work out or do whatever, because you've got to kind of know what's happening. And, you know, it's just kind of disseminating information and finding out what's going on. It's the same thing for stand up or writing a book. It's the same. All of that feeds the same thing, the same energy.
Hey, how often do you change your stand up? Do you write new material all the time?
Well, I have a new stand up special on Netflix coming out in September called Contrarian. So it's my 11th one, and I'm very excited about it. It's the one. You know, it's a snapshot of all that was going on, but it's called Contrarian. It'll be out in September, and it's my first one for Netflix, but my 11th comedy special.
DL, you know, like I said, I've been following you since Kings of Comedy and even before that. But who would have thought 10 years, 15 years down the road, you would be telling your, you know, your lure and your fame has grown even more from Instagram, from being the voice of calling things out that are wrong. I mean, nobody saw that coming, but it's kind of grown. And is that something you consciously think about, or did it just grow naturally, organically?
No, respond to what I respond to and kind of articulate that. But no, I just I think the reason I've been around as long as I have is because I've never had a problem being who I am.
Yeah.
I never tried to be what people thought you should be, what was in vogue or what worked or what didn't. Sometimes you're warm and sometimes you're cold. But ultimately, if you always you, you'll never have to deviate too far.
Word.
I know you'll be at the Improv all weekend long, and you know, a tough time for you to take time to talk to us, but we certainly do appreciate it. Our love goes out to you, D.L. Hughley.
Always good to talk to you, man.
All right, but you take care. Next time you're in town, we'll see you. That's D.L. Hughley, who'll be at the Improv all weekend long. Yes. When we come back, yes, you have something? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, amongst us, when it's him and George Lopez and Cedric and everything, and because if you're following them, you see that they get to hang out a lot on the weekends and whatnot. They always end up at the same city. I was wondering, amongst us, who do you think picks up the check between those guys?
Oh, man. Ced, George, DL.
I would think it'd be Cedric.
I think they take turns.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. George got paid.
I didn't even think of that until
George has got the biggest bankroll with this sitcom everything. But I would love to hang out with those dudes one night.
And when we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. it's time for Beer of the Week. And I think before we get to Beer of the Week, I believe we want to announce the winner of the pair of tickets to go to Universal Studios on August the 4th for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Yes. We've got 100 tickets to give away, 50 pair. And, of course, listen all week long next week for your chance. But we had people on our YouTube channel all day, and Savannah and Carlos have decided to pick.
The person that we picked, it was very difficult, Russ. It was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
They have built quite a community within this chat room on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people know each other. We know a lot of names within there. And there are a lot of new people that we wrote down. And I even said this. I said to them, nominate each other.
Okay.
And they started nominating each other.
That's nice.
So the winner of the tickets for the Monster Listener Appreciation Party is...
This is not the only set.
Tanya has been there in Periscope.
Yeah, she's been there in
Megalos. When Tanya isn't on the YouTube, she sends messages to people saying where she is at.
Oh, that's good.
Saying, I'm here, I will be there, it's okay.
We appreciate
guys
that.
Guys like Vinny and Steph and Mike and Evans and Jen and Nova, everybody, you all deserve it, but we had to give it to Tanya. I hope you guys can agree.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for all checking out our YouTube channel. Please share it and subscribe and all that good stuff. So, Angel, we have a beer here that smells good.
I'm really curious about this. Beer of the Week is brought to you today by my good friends over there in Castleberry. Habitual Ink Tattoo Shop right there in Castleberry. Pesci and the guy that I'm collaborating with, Spider, they work out of there. If you're looking to get ink or you're looking to get some work done, hit up their Instagram page, Habitual Ink. Look at the artwork. All the artists that are featured there are posting work up there. And, you know,
that's badass if your tattoo artist name is Spider.
Oh, Spider's the man. He's right here. So,
Spider, what up?
Yeah, that's a good ass. That's what I want my tattoo artist name to be, Spider. I don't want, like, Rick.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be Spider Demon.
Yeah,
Cypher.
That's badass.
I used to know a girl named Spider, and she had a spider web tattooed on her forehead.
Okay.
One day I'm going to get a gator's nest on my forearm.
All right, so today's Beer of the Week comes from a brewery that I just got turned on to, all right?
Okay, yeah.
It's out of Texas, this brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Texas! It's called Jester King Brewery. It's an authentic farmhouse brewery. It's world-renowned for their farmhouse ales and barrel-aged wild ales. Their philosophy is to make a beautiful creation is tied to time, place, and people. And so they're located on 165 acre of beautiful land on the outskirts of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
With a farm, it's an animal preserve, and they do this all kind of in-house. They haven't been picked up by a big brewery or anything. They're all kind of still, you know, independent brewer out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the beer that we have from them is a beer called Colonel Toby.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, I'm Colonel Toby, and I'm here to slap you guys down tonight.
I thought you were going to say Colonel Corn.
That's an odd name.
Colonel Toby is a collaboration with the Colonel Brewery in London, England. A sensible English grist was paired with the American hops and fermented to dryness with mixed culture and brewing in the yeast and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they would call typically a farmhouse ale. And it's called the Colonel. It looks like that.
It has, I can smell grapefruit, I feel like.
There's that little element to it.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be interesting because this is going to be purely about flavor, I think, or the way that it's presented, because this comes in at a 3.4 ABV.
Oh,
very light. I mean, it's a
very
seasonal.
Very accessible. Yeah,
it's very sessionable.
Sessionable.
So, here we go. Three-step rule in
the
house.
All right. Just are you tasting too, Brian Holmes?
I'm tasting.
Okay, very good. All right.
If I should stumble out of this bar, I pray this night is worth the scar. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh.
Oh.
Ugh.
What's the name of this guy, the Colonel again?
Toby.
How do you like my beer? It's Colonel Toby. Is it delicious?
I like hops.
I gotta wait till the third sip, and then I'll let you know, Dobes.
Diet. And then we
you guys all look like you're having a hard time.
We have a party started afterwards.
It's
Colonel Toby time.
Colonel Toby.
What's up?
You make this with your feet, Toby?
Yeah, this
I do. It's foot squoze.
Oh. Ooh, why'd you say squoze?
Russ!
What did you think about the Colonel?
No, I not. Nah, no? No.
Not even towards the end there?
Not even towards the end. I got that.
I don't think you're very cute either.
I got that taste in my mouth that I don't like. There's a lot of hops. Is that what that is?
I think it's actually the yeast and the way. And again, it's they're using wild yeasts to do this, and so that's why you get this kind of crazy, punch in the mouth flavor. But as it settles down a little bit, I think it changes on your palate.
Don't act like you don't know about wild yeasty.
Not my favorite. Smelled good, but it had, like you say, the punch was very punchy for me.
Well, I guess you just can't take it, big boy.
Sorry, Colonel Toby.
Yeah. They say they want to tie it to a time, a place, and a people, and those people are all racist, because this is terrible.
Watch your tone there.
Yeah, I got to give that like a four. It's not my favorite. Sorry.
They use like Citra and Sentinel hops, and it's
Did Spider make this? Spider, did you make it?
No.
Spider didn't make it. Okay. I don't want Spider to stab me.
He dropped one of his dreads in it.
I got that aftertaste that I cannot stand.
It is kind of hangs out there on the tongue. Ryan.
Ryan Holmes, you didn't even drink all yours. There's a 3-cent rule here.
I give this. Can we give zeros? Is that a zero?
Screw you.
Colonel Toby, this is not good.
You obviously don't have the right palate.
I see why you haven't been picked up by a major brewery yet. Because it tastes like dirty water, and it looks like dirty water.
We're on all goodings.
This is just one of the beers that Jester King offers. They've got looks
jokes
like about
on us.
14 different beers. So, Russ, what score did you give it?
Three.
Ryan?
This gets a solid zero.
Damn! Yeah. Angel, what do you think?
I'm going to give this a 6. I like
you're giving it a 6, and it only has 3% alcohol. Look, it's not even going to get you drunk.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. I like what they're doing, and by like,
what do you like?
Towards
they're doing?
The end of it, I like being
disappointed.
I like being tested. I like being tried. I like being like, hey, this is something new. What do you think about this?
Somebody can take it.
Somebody's been in an abusive relationship before.
And towards the end of this, it's not that bad.
At the very end is the best.
Not the best way to explain a beer.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad. Yeah.
It's not
normally
bad.
When we have a beer, I get a little buzz by now, but nothing.
No, this is
nothing but bad taste in my mouth. Yeah.
All right. So if you want to check it out, you can find this at Total Wine. Oh, it's called Colonel Toby.
Yeah, Colonel Toby was right.
Colonel Toby from Jester King.
Toby, literally. Yeah. It tastes like feet.
I'll give it a 6. And that's Beer of the Week. Again, brought to you by good friends over there, Habitual Link. Go, if you're looking to get something covered up, you're looking to work with, collaborate with artists, go check those guys out.
You know, I was sideswiped in here. I was invited to come in here, and you guys owe me an apology.
Oh,
why are you so hostile?
I'm Colonel Toby. I make delicious beer.
That guy's raising hell on his Facebook. He's,
is he?
The paint the fence guy. He's mad. He's mad.
Who's
as
paint the fence guy?
Oh, some guy that we had in this week, and we got into a big argument with him.
I love that you call him paint the fence guy, but it's paint the trail.
whatever. Paint the whatever. Go paint something.
Yeah, go paint yourself.
Go paint something. I didn't care about that. No, we're closer to having a brew bus coming on.
Well, everything will be locked in by Monday or Tuesday. So
we'll wait for that. That's coming. Which excited about that. Those brew buses are a lot of fun. And then the Monster Skate Party, by the way, we've already talked about that a little bit. Woo. That's coming up on August the 10th. There'll be more information on the website probably next week, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's going to be, the tickets are going to be totally not super cheap. $20, I think, for a family of four. And if you bring school supplies, you're going to get a discount. And we're making it so everybody can participate going back to school.
And, you know, a gift for teaching, Moira has worked with them a lot.
Yeah.
So she said she might come out there and join us and help us out.
No doubt.
So that's it's the Monster Back to School Skate Party. If you wanted to go skating, now you don't. If someone asked me, well, do I have to have a kid in order to come?
No, hell no.
It's for adults. And,
yeah, but be social. Don't be the creepy dude like hanging out in the corner, just staring at everybody. Go out, mingle, talk.
Hi, I'm Colonel Toby. I love to skate.
rock with DJ Angel Boom.
Yeah.
I want everybody in the house.
to have a good time tonight.
Oh, those
I'm so lonely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so lonely.
Maybe we get a live performance from Savannah.
Yeah. Oh, for my R&B album?
Yeah. There we go.
That'd be a great place to make our first video.
Freestyle remix.
They should do that, didn't they? Like, certain artists would go to skating rinks and sing.
And it'd be like, the editing would be like flashing, and they're like...
Oh, that's our video. We make our video at that thing.
Oh, at the skating rink.
Yeah.
Well, come see the live video shoot of the new hit, Savannah, off her new album, Waiting for Myself.
It's Monster Skate Race with Carlos B. And then I'm going to do a couple skate event, and all the couples will be skating, right? And then I get to go out there by myself.
And grab
and start swinging with them.
And then if I tap you on the shoulder, you gotta get off the court. What's it called? A court?
That's a rink.
The rink. You get off the rink. Whoever is
left. Is that a rink or a ring?
It's a rink. R-I-N-K.
I thought that was ice skating rink. And this is a roller ring.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
It threw me for
a
whirl.
I think it's a rink.
Anyway, we got a big prize for whoever wins the couple skate night. And then Savannah's going to do snake skate.
That's right.
Hey. What is that?
What? I will sing my video. I'll make the first video to my new album, Waiting on Me.
Waiting for Myself.
Waiting for Myself. And then y'all all skate behind me, and that will be the video.
I'm so lonely. And make it a freestyle.
Yeah.
We'll make the beat. We'll make a freestyle beat.
Okay.
So your angel will be rocking it. We'll have the race. We'll have the couples. We'll have the this. And then all of a sudden,
the best part,
we'll have Ryan Holmes' Cotton Candy Bonanza.
Do we know what that is yet?
No raccoons allowed.
What is the Cotton Candy Bonanza?
The Cotton Candy Bonanza is where I'm there. Face paint, APK, handing people cotton candy, making them happy. And you're going to see that that's the best part of the whole event.
You think so?
All right, man. I love cotton candy, so if I see it pumping, I'm ready.
If you can make this work, God bless you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you make me hair out of cotton candy? Like a whole cotton candy wig that I could wear in my video?
Oh, please.
Like all different
please.
Colors?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we let that raccoon loose on you. And it's playing with your hair.
No, but for real, like it'll be totally almost Nicki Minaj. Like I'll have cotton candy hair doing a snake.
Well, make plans. It's going to be an Astro Skate, which is on Goldenrod, and it's on. It's like I go back to school thing, but it's August the 10th, and we'll be all there out there, and it'll be a lot of fun. And you can go to vote for your best villain actor of all time. And when you do that, when you participate, you're entered to win a $100 Fandango gift card. We'll see probably by next week who wins that. And it's on our website at monsters.fm. And I know people are asking us. We have people left and right asking us for tickets for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. If you can win tickets, awesome. If you want to join us that day, you are more than welcome to. But you got, you know, have to pay to get into Universal. If you got annual passes, you definitely can join us. We're gonna have a great time. We're gonna do a big photo out in front of the radio studio, the broadcast studio. We're gonna be live on Real Radio 104.1 that day, playing music that we like. We'll go ride rides with you, and then we're gonna at noon gonna meet at the Monster Cafe for a big lunch. And then go ride some more rides, and I'm gonna end up at the Irish Bar.
There you go.
And y'all are welcome to join me for that. So that's coming up on August the 4th, and we want to thank Universal Studios for making that happen because they never give out that many tickets for one radio show, but they're doing it for us, and we sure do appreciate it. Angel, tonight from 10 to midnight, you got.
What the hell's Angel listening to? Think of it as your pre-party. Think of it as a house party. It's me just playing, programming 2 hours of music, and having a good time.
Very cool. Carlos?
Yeah, I did want to mention Walker Stalker. Everybody loves Walker Stalker. Is coming back to Orlando, and they've asked me to be there, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be August 10th, 11th, actually 11th and 12th, August 11th and 12th. I will be there. And then for Cocoa Beach, there's the Cocoa Beach Comic Con, and I will be there September 8th and 9th. And you can get the info on my website, iamcarlosnavarro.com, or follow me on Instagram, To The Top Carlos.
Very nice. Savannah?
I will be at Gatorland all weekend. By the way, Gatorland is hiring. So if you go to Gatorland.com, scroll down to the bottom where it says employment opportunities. You can check that out. Everybody says they want to work there, so put your application in.
Hey, if you're bored this weekend and you want to check out YouTube, I'm driving to Birmingham, Alabama to go to a wedding for a couple of listeners, fans of the show, and I was out at Ember, and we were drinking, and I promised them if they sent me an invitation, we would go. And so me and my wife got the invitation. We're like, all right, fine, we're going going to go. We don't know anybody there, but we're going to go to it anyway. And I'm probably going to film some of it for the YouTube channel.
Nice.
So you'll be able to see it on YouTube. They know that I'm going to do it. So, you know, it's not like I'm surprising them at their wedding. But you'll be able to check that out all weekend. So, you know, what you want to do is when you subscribe to YouTube, if you hit that little bell, it'll let you know if I go live on YouTube.
Yeah, totally.
So, and I'll probably be drunk. So I'm just letting you know.
That's what we're counting on.
Heads up.
If I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm sure I'll be a little toasted. But I figured it'd be kind of fun to let you guys see what the wedding looks like. And I want to say congratulations to the couple who's invited us to come out. Justin and Lacey.
We'll man the ship while you're gone.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you'll man the ship. I'll have you take charge on Monday. And anything else? Are we all good?
It's all good, everybody, man. Good?
All right. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then it's the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. We're back next week to do our thing from Ryan Holmes, Carlos Navarro, Angel Rivera, and Savannah.
And the leader of this mess, man, Russ, waiting on himself, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.
Someday, Alexa will know everything. Alexa, how do I get rid of a deadbeat roommate?
Try poisoning them.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.